Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm John Buckley, attorney at law. If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. I'm here to help. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800 or visit my website now at the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com.
Through the motel to warn the other guests.
I don't even want
to
imagine what could have happened if we weren't there.
Yeah.
Because people were sleeping until we got there and started beating on the doors.
This is CBS News.
Why hasn't someone thought of this before? Take the hybrid to its logical extreme. Put a hybrid propulsion system in a place where it can do some real good. A full-size SUV utilizing electric and gasoline working together to do full-size chores. The Chevy Tahoe Hybrid. It's a whole new level of efficiency. The Green Car Journal thinks so. They named it their 2008 Green Car of the Year. At participating dealers only. Go to Chevy.com and learn more.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Agony for a man whose 2-year-old son died from burns. James Archuleta sobbed and lunged at 24-year-old John Vigil when Vigil entered a courtroom yesterday. Vigil, the boyfriend of the toddler's mother, both the mother and boyfriend face murder charges in the boy's death. Investigators believe two fires at Keystone were intentionally set. The fire started early yesterday at the Keystone Lodge and Spa.
The proximity is uncanny. The location of this facility that's just above where we've made the initial response would have been a very good vantage point to watch what our response was. So obviously that is something that we are looking at, that these are connected.
That fire official speaking with our partners at 9 News, about 100 guests evacuated. No one was hurt. Colorado casinos coming off their worst economic year in the state's 17-year gambling history are hoping a new law will help lift them out of their slump. With the passage of Amendment 50, Black Hawk, Cripple Creek, and Central City can decide on whether casinos can raise betting limits from $5 to $100, operate 24 hours a day, and add new games. Drivers are able to keep more money in their pockets lately. Regular unleaded is $2.30 a gallon nationally. That's down nearly 50 cents in the past 2 weeks. Denver's average per gallon is $2.18. In sports, Carmelo Anthony scores 24 points. Chauncey Billups had 16 points and 10 assists. And the Nuggets beat the Grizzlies 190 at Pepsi Center. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound I-25 really slowing down as you're coming out of Thornton and North Glen. Eastbounders on 270 are also feeling it as you're coming up on Vasquez. More traffic and slower speeds on the westbound side of 76 between 74th and I-25. Watch for a crash at Parker and Dartmouth. That accident involves an SUV that hit a wall. No real delays through that stretch, but it is catching a few looks. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The cold and flu season is just around the corner. And your King Supers Pharmacy is offering flu shots to help you stay healthy. And they're so convenient. Stop in and ask about the flu shot program at your King Supers Pharmacy.
You need
need a moving company, but the list is endless. With over 30 years of service in the metro area, Student Movers will handle your residential, commercial, designer, and storage needs as stress-free and economically as possible. The crews and staff are experienced and courteous and will give you advice on how to prepare and tips to help you save money. Visit them now at studentmovers.com or call 303-296-0600. Student Movers. Lose the stress. Move with the best.
Not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay.
It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Alert. We made it through the first hour somehow. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7. Chance of rain, snow, high today, 44. Good morning. Nice day anyway to be in Colorado, don't you think? 303-713-7600. Why do I repeat the phone number like that? Well, it's because talk show hosts are taught to do that. Give the number right at the opening. So I can do my 10-minute monologue. And then you react and pick up the phone, and you react to what I've said, which makes us entirely and completely different than any other kind of spoken word format on the vast array of the magnetic frequency spectrum, which means absolutely frickin' nothing because I just made it up. I'm trying to figure out a way not to say dial, because dial sounds like we're in like 1935. On the radio dial. And nobody has a dial. Do you have a dial on your car anymore? Nobody has a dial. Do you have a dial on your radio at home? No, of course not. You have one of those remote controls, right? And you pick the channels up that way, and then in your car, you've got presets. And they're little buttons. And then they have that little scan feature. So you don't have dial anymore. But yet, guys like myself are still on the radio saying dial when there's no dial. It's like dial in now instead of call now.
Now it's punch us up on.
Yeah, punch us up on or punch in instead of dial in. Like, you're probably not old enough to remember this, Turk, but maybe you are. Remember the days when they had exchanges for telephones? Dial Hollywood 3, 2424.
No, I don't know any of that.
Or Lincoln 9, 2222. I don't know what they had here in Denver. I don't know what they had in Colorado. I don't know what they had here in Denver for exchanges. I don't know what that was.
Not sure.
No, because by the time you were born, that stuff was gone.
I was born in 74.
Yeah, I was way gone by that time. But they used to have that. Instead of saying 303-713-7600, you'd say Lincoln 7. Let's see, say Lincoln 7137600. Or Richmond, RI9. Okay, why am I off on this? Who cares about this on a Monday morning? Unless you're 182 years old. All right, let's talk about what's going on in this country. U.S. employers cut payrolls by as much steeper than expected. 240,000 jobs in October as the unemployment rate shot up to its highest in more than 14 years, underscoring the economy's steep slide. According to the Labor Department report on Friday, last month's job cuts followed a steeply revised cut of 284,000 in September, the most severe monthly loss since November 2001, just after the year's September terrorist attacks. The department also revised August job cuts higher to 127,000, meaning a total of 179,000 more jobs were cut in August and September than previously thought, and the national unemployment rate jumped to 6.5% from 6.1% in September, to the highest since March of 1994. Now, today, or over the weekend, 9news.com reports this, that in Arvada, Enstrom Candies announced Friday that it will no longer make candy at its Arvada location. The company, which bought Stephanie's Chocolates in 2006, will manufacture all of its products in Grand Junction, where the company has its headquarters. The Arvada facility, located at 6770 West 52nd Avenue, will now serve as Instrom's distribution center. The company's retail stores, or its retail store at the same location, will stay open, as well as retail locations in, you know, throughout the Denver area. And it says we regret to have to lay off our, they say it, they regret to have to lay off their Arvada employees during this difficult economic period. This is a difficult decision, but it's, it is in the best interest of our company, said President and CEO Doug Simons, in a news release. According to the release, the layoffs and the change in operations take effect immediately, and Instrom Candies was founded in 1960, and they make some good candies. But here's the thing. Now, these are more people that are going to be out of work. So when the job total was released last week, Friday, a lot of people started to think, uh-oh, there for the grace of God go I. Now, I know in the broadcasting industry, they're blowing out people right and left. And so here's what I wanted to know at 303-713-7600. How many of you want to admit the following to me? That you have a ton of bills and that you're scared that you're going to lose your job, and every day you get up, you're holding your breath, hoping to make it through the day or make it through the week without getting blown out. And you worry about, if you get blown out, where is there to go? How many people feel or fit into that category? Now, this, answering this question requires total and complete honesty. So maybe we're going to have like a group reassurance session here where people can call up, or you can call up and you can say, well, yeah, I feel this way. And other people can call up and say, yeah, well, so do we. And yet how somehow we'll all get together on this and we'll get through it. But I wonder how many people feel this way and feel threatened about their job and feel insecure about their job. Now, normally most of us, the image that we portray towards the world is, oh, I'm financially fine, and I have nothing to worry about, and okay, but people's 401ks and everything else has crashed out. And I had a friend of mine who has one of these ESOP programs, and he said to me, man, the way the stock market's going, I'm going to have to work until I'm 125 years old, because I've lost all this money, and plus, I don't know if I'm still going to have a job come January. And this guy's in radio. And I said, well, you know, I don't know. I don't know if you're going to have a job either. I don't know if anybody's going to have a job. And I have to admit to you that when those job unemployment figures were released on Friday, I got a little panicky. Plus, on top of that, seeing the amount of people, like in broadcasting, that are being let go, I thought, whoa, you know what, I've had it now. Not, you know, not that I wouldn't be able to survive, but because I would. I mean, I'd figure out something to do. But you know what? It gets bad when you consider this. Check this out. It gets bad when you consider this. Okay? In the past, when I've gotten blown out of my job, I could always find something to do that would tide me over until I could get another job. And sometimes the things that I would have to do were not the greatest in the world, but I would do them. For instance, once when I got fired from San Francisco and Mary and I moved to El Paso, I had a job. This was a really good job. I had a job getting up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, going to this warehouse, using these handy wipes with, I don't know what this stuff was. It wasn't Windex. It was some kind of cleaner, and cleaning off plant leaves. Can you believe that? And then what we would do is we would go into malls early in the morning at like 6 o'clock in the morning and move the plants around and maintain the flowers and stuff and pull the weeds out and all that kind of stuff. And it was backbreaking work, and it was awful. Well, nowadays you talk to somebody and the answer used to be, well, listen, I'm financially okay. And if I get blown out, bah, I'll just go get a job at wherever. And my big fallback was, because I love books, my big fallback was, okay, well, I'll just get a job at Borders or Barnes & Noble. But you know what? Those jobs are not easy to get in this day and age with the economy. And he got something else working out there too, and it's called healthcare. You know, it used to be you could lose your job because you're relatively healthy and you didn't have anything. There was no such thing as pre-existing conditions, so bang. I mean, it was okay. Now it's like, what am I going to do for health care when I get booted? Where am I going to go to work when I get booted? And every day, people are coming into their jobs and saying, okay, when's it going to happen to me? And I want to know how many of you out there feel this way. And 303-713-7600. Now, I realize this presents the challenge of having to get on the radio and share your story, which is not always easy because, number one, you don't want anybody to hear your voice. So you just call up and disguise yourself as Richard from Brighton. And so somebody hears you and goes, oh, look, I heard Robert on the air this morning, and he was confessing to Jay Marvin that he's scared about losing his job. Or I heard Susan on there this morning is calling as Sally, and she's scared she's going to lose her job. But this requires absolute complete honesty on your part and telling me what you think and what you feel. And I'm really interested in those of you who have, like, a lot of bills. These stories where people call up and they say, well, you know, listen, I was smart and I've got 25 times my salary packed in the bank. Yeah, but do most of us live that way? I don't think most of us live that way. John, do you live that way?
No. And no. I brought it up with this guy, you know, the whole how much do you make issue. And I was like, well, you know, if McCain would have gotten there a year, Social Security would be gone. Social Security ain't crap. So to some people, Social Security is nothing. You know, they have it all sitting around, and they don't even care about Social Security. But a lot of people are banking on that when they retire, you know?
Yeah, or they're banking on pensions, and then the pensions right. don't exist. They dry up.
Yeah.
But how many of us are willing to admit, okay, openly, in an adult manner, that what we're basically doing is we're living paycheck to paycheck? Even if we consider ourselves middle or upper middle class, we're living paycheck to paycheck. That if something goes wrong, we won't last long. How many consider themselves to be in that position?
Or, yeah, who's one medical emergency away from going completely broke?
Oh, that's the other thing, too. Sure. You don't have the proper health care coverage. And something, you know what it is? It's like this. It's like, have you ever been in this situation? When you least need it to happen, right? You get in your car and something is broken.
Right.
And you go like, oh, my God, now I have to take it. I have to get it fixed. And it's going to cost $400 or whatever it is, or $500. And I don't have the $500. And what am I going to do? And, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Right?
Yeah.
It's like there must be like the fickle finger of fate or God or something that says, aha, Jay Marvin is doing too well. We're going to have to give Jay Marvin a little challenge.
It's been that kind of a year for me, Jay.
Yeah, you've had a lot of auto problems.
Well, auto problems and just stuff breaking at the house and medical stuff. You know, I told myself, because I got flipped over my health insurance this year into a really funk plan, but I told myself I'm not going to the hospital at all, period, this year. And I really wasn't going to when my appendix almost burst. I mean, I was like, I'm not going to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. See, that would have been a smart move.
And I'm sitting there thinking, I can't afford to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
How ridiculous is that?
Yeah, exactly. Can't afford to go to the hospital? Can't go to the dentist?
Yeah, maybe I'll just lay here and die instead.
You know, go out to start your car up. Uh-oh. Something's wrong. Oh, now
yeah, my hot tub's on the fritz. My washer dryer went down this year.
That's another one. Stuff around the house, right?
You know, yeah.
Your refrigerator blows up.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we being too negative this morning?
We went from optimism to pessimism.
Well, I think there's
really quickly.
I think there's optimism that you know that you get through it. I mean, everybody gets through it. Even the darkest days, you figure out how to get through it. And you come out the other side and see the light.
Yeah.
But it's just having to go through it to begin with. All right, we'll take your calls coming up here. So everybody, hang on. 7:20, 20 minutes after 7, and John takes a look at traffic.
Traffic's fairly light for a Monday morning commute. We are seeing stop-and-go jams on southbound 25 in the north end from 120th down to 84th. Also going to bunch up for you as you make the I-70 curve. 225 also showing speeds in the 30s and 40s as you make your way northbound and southbound around Parker Road. And in Commerce City, eastbound 270 also full from 25 down to Vasquez. But like I said, really looking at a nice commute going on this morning. Two surface street crashes. Northbound Federal at Yale, and another one at Parker Road and Dartmouth. Your forecast is cloudy and cold. Occasional rain and snow showers this morning and evening.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. You have got to check out Icon LASIK. Why? Because they can do your eyes starting at $499 per eye. They have done over 65,000 procedures. They did my eyes, and they've done eyes of friends of mine. So if you're eye shy, or if you've always wanted LASIK, Icon is the place to go. Visit them in Denver at their location in Mexico and Colorado. You can't miss it. There's a big sign right there. Or in Loveland at 3553 Clydesdale Parkway. Or pick up the phone and call them, 720-524-1001.
Hi, Craig. Remember that honeydew I asked you to take care of when you turned 50?
I need a hint, Trish, sweetie.
Well, here's a hint. You got to get your head out of your tuchus and take the test.
Ah, the colorectal cancer screening test. I did it a long time ago when I turned 50. It wasn't that bad at all. Your turn is coming up.
I got a long time to go before I turn 50.
Oops.
Often, colorectal cancer starts with no symptoms. There are several tests, including a screening test, that finds and removes abnormal growths, called polyps, before they become cancer. Talk with your healthcare provider about which test is best for you. Many insurance plans, including Medicare, cover colorectal cancer screening. There are also programs for the uninsured. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. If you're over 50, man or woman, get tested.
So you think I'm pushing 50?
You are 29 in my heart, sweetie.
Call 1-866-227-7914. 1-866-227-7914. Sponsored by the Cancer, Cardiovascular Disease, and Pulmonary Disease Grants Program at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
But you just don't call up, but you'd love to get into a conversation with me. This will be a chance to do it, and it's great for the whole family. Fun, food and games, live music, activities from Rocky's Auto's friends like the Adams County Sheriff's Office, including Adams County Child ID Program. You can sign up and receive an identification kit with your child's picture and fingerprints. The Adams County Sheriff's Bomb Squad robot will be there, along with the canine demonstrations, which are, well, I don't know about you, but I'm fascinated by these canine dogs. I really am. And as I said, I'll be out there at the AM 760 tent with your chance to win gas cards. And we'll have all kinds of other goodies, too. So come out this Saturday, noon to 4, at Rocky's Autos. It's Operation Freebird, 63rd and Federal.
Thanksgiving is just days away. Money is tight, but your family can enjoy the traditional turkey dinner for only $37 with Food Share America. 12 to 14 pound whole turkey, pumpkin pie, stuffing and gravy mix, mandarin oranges, green beans, mushroom soup, frozen strawberries, gourmet bread, yams, 3 pounds of potatoes, 2 pounds of onions, celery, apples, and navel oranges. How does Food Share America do it? Find out at foodshareamerica.com. But hurry, Thanksgiving deadline is November 14th. Foodshareamerica.com. Save money, eat better with Food Share America.
With innovative features like daily fuel price updates, TomTom is the GPS device that gets you where you're going and helps you find the lowest price on gas along the way. TomTom, go confidently.
Good morning, 7:24, 24 minutes after 7, chance of rain and snow, high today 44. And we're talking about the job situation, how you feel about your job, and whether you're insecure about it or not. 240,000 jobs went away in October. That's like one of the highest in more than 14 years. And Enstrom's Candies announced Friday that it will no longer make candy at its Arvada location. So those employees are looking at being laid off, or they will be laid off. And I'm asking you what's going on out there. 303-713-7600 vis-a-vis how many of us are in a situation where we're walking on the thin line, and then we're worried about that we're going to get blown out. And then what the hell are you going to do? Where are you going to go? As I said before, you could always used to say, well, I get a job in the service industry. Well, wait a minute, though. Those jobs may not exist. Randy in Inglewood. Randy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, I'm 55, and I'm out of work. My wife is unemployed, and she has no health insurance. And she was hospitalized last year, and I'm paying massive quantities of money.
Well, what did you do before you became unemployed?
Well, I was in IT, and then I had my own business for a couple of years. I was working with the local electric utility.
Is that what your business was?
No, my business was selling to grocery stores, product to grocery stores.
Well, what happened?
I threw my back out, and I couldn't do any lifting. So I had to sell the business.
You couldn't hire anybody to do the lifting for you?
No, because I wouldn't have made any money. It was kind of a one-man business.
Well, how's your back now?
It's a little bit better. And then my wife was hospitalized last year, so we had a huge bill we're paying off.
Well, if you're both unemployed, what are you doing for income?
We have a little bit of savings.
Oh, so you're into your savings.
Yes, we're into our savings.
And how long do you think that's going to last?
I'm thinking a couple of years, and that'll be it.
Well, yeah, but if you got enough money to last for a couple of years, I mean, you know, by that time you'll have another job. Or have you just basically stopped looking?
Well, I did apply for a job at a grocery store, and I had a good interview, and I got accepted. And then they called the next day and said they had a hiring freeze.
Yeah, that's quite common.
Yeah.
So you got a good interview with that one. So did you go to another grocery chain?
I think I'm going to, yes.
Yeah, you got to, because you can't just sit around, right, and go through your savings.
Right, right. So there are a couple of stores hiring, so I'm going to go apply at those.
And what would you do at those stores?
Just grocery. Produce, things like that. Sorry, I have a cold.
No, me too. Yeah, I've often thought about that. I went into Whole Foods here a couple of weeks ago, and I saw these guys working back in the meat department, and I thought, you know, listen, I could do that. What does that take to be a butcher?
I worked there before, and it's a good job.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot on the job training, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you can crank it out once you learn how to do it.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Yeah, see, there's a way to find yourself, dig yourself out of this stuff. You just got to have the belief in yourself, I think.
Yep, I think you're right.
All right, Randy, good luck, man.
Take care.
All right, we'll see you.
All right.
Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I'm currently at work, so my apologies if I have to, drop off real quick. But I wanted to share, I am in a similar situation. My wife and I work for a security company. She did work for the security company. We got a contract with the company where this company, who I don't want to name, built a truck yard, and they wanted to have two guards per shift. And they literally built the place around that. In other words, it's really huge. Everything's decentralized. But if they had two guards, they'd have one at the gate and one to run around and do whatever. Okay, well, they then made cuts. And my wife lost her job. And the thing I wanted to share was that basically I have to do two people's jobs now, and I really don't have much of a choice in it. You know, because I can't complain. If I do, hey, they'll just find somebody cheaper. You know?
Yeah, a lot of people these days are caught in that situation of, they've cut back so that the situation is you end up doing your job and you end up doing somebody else's job at the same time.
Right. And we are basically also similarly living off of the little teeny bit of savings we managed to save up. And we're going to be out of that very soon because, of course, we have a budget. And we're like at negative 500 on our budget. So that's going to be gone. Our savings are going to be gone very soon. And, you know, I mean, there it is. We're hoping for that the Obama administration is going to get things moving along so that we can get, you know, a job in public works. Maybe she can get a job in the government, something along those lines. So I'm sure you can hear now I'm outside at the truck yard here. I mean, there it is. That's, you know, she has, she has a mental condition. She has depression. She takes medication for it. But, hey, guess what? She lost her insurance.
Yeah, and, the problem with that is that stuff is, that stuff is is really expensive.
Yeah.
Because I have the same thing. So
the only thing that we could do in that is we were smart. Before she lost her insurance, we went over to Walmart, and she had, you know, a number of prescriptions that the doctor had set up with her, right? Like, say, six refills. And so what she did was she just went ahead and filled the whole, all six refills. You know?
Yeah, could you, Doc, listen, I'm facing possibly getting blown out of my job, put on the beach. Can you give me, script for, you know, 48 months worth of drugs?
And that's literally what the doctor did do. He was very good that way. He said, hey, I understand. He called him up and he said, give her six more refills. And we filled them all. So that way at least she's got pills for a while, you know, but this is how bad it is getting. Again, like I said, where people, not only are people losing jobs, but then the people that are left at the jobs are now doing the work of two, three people. And if you don't do it, they will find somebody who will do it for less.
Yeah, well, they always say, yeah, that's right.
There's people out there who absolutely need something.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, the strategy is to pare down the workforce, and then when you have vacancies and you have, you know, jobs that are open, you just don't fill them.
Yeah, and I guess so. The thing I would leave, you know, if you have any business owners, conservatives, whatever, I don't care, who are listening, because I will say this: customer service here has absolutely suffered. Obviously, if I'm out in the truck yard, you know, running errands, doing what they ask me to do, I'm not at the front gate checking in trucks. And they have a lot of people who are hauling, you know, for other companies. And so it is a customer service aspect. They report, God, I had to wait at that gate 45 minutes, you know. So I just would like to ask and just put out there for business owners who might call you, do you really think you're helping yourself by cutting down that much?
I don't know. You know, that's a good question. That's a real, real good question. Like, for instance, well, let me leave you this before I let you go. How about some of these CEOs and some of these people in management? How about they take less?
Well, yeah, exactly. There's a line from Wall Street. How many boats can you water ski behind? How many houses do you need to own?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
you really need $150 million this year? Could you get by on $100 million of profit? Could you?
Yeah, you take less and maybe spread some of that. Oh, I'm sorry, that's a socialist term.
Oh,
spread
socialism.
The wealth.
Watch out, dude.
Yeah, spread the wealth down to your employees. all right. Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate
it. Bye-bye.
All right. Now, what about that? What about some of these? What about some of these bosses going, okay, like, look, here's the thing. I'll take a 10% or 20% cut if I can have you hope that you can hold on to your job instead of just, well, okay, we'll take the business problems out on the employees, and who cares what happens? And you know what we'll particularly do is we'll do it. On the holidays, we'll let you go right before Christmas, or right after you've already done your Christmas shopping. 7:34, 34 minutes after the hour. More of your calls coming up. John Turk with traffic.
Stop-and-go jams on southbound 25, but that's our only problem this morning, Jay, is we got a real light commute going on. Look for speeds to dip down into the teens, 20s, as you make way from 120th down to 84th. Also, after I-70, as you approach downtown, 225 in Aurora, showing speeds in the 30s and 40s for both northbounders and southbounders, beginning at Parker Road. We do have a couple surface street crashes out there, northbound Federal at Yale in Aurora, two separate incidents, one at Parker and Dartmouth, and another at Alameda and Peoria. If you're traveling in the high country today on I-70, expect winter driving conditions in spots between Loveland Ski Area and Vail. Today's forecast, expect an increase in clouds this morning, temperatures in the 30s. There may be a few isolated rain and snow showers near the foothills by the end of the rush hour. Later on during the lunch hour, going to be mostly cloudy with temperatures rising up into the mid-40s. More rain and snow showers expected in the evening hours as well. Right now, 33 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get an OA Mazda 3i from just $12,900 at the all-new Mazda of Lakewood. This is a special allocation of sporty Mazda 3i's. Yours today for just...
The leaves have fallen, and you'll be raking in the savings when you shop at the lunch. Lumber Guy. Guy. It's a great time to start those indoor projects. The Lumber Guy has the best deals on lumber, windows, doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. At the Lumber Guy, you'll find more savings than any other retail or surplus store. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
You need a moving company, but the list is endless. With over 30 years of service in the metro area, Student Movers will handle your residential, commercial, designer, and storage needs as stress-free and economically as possible. The crews and staff are experienced and courteous and will give you advice on how to prepare and tips to help you save money. Visit them now at studentmovers.com. That's studentmovers.com. Student Movers. Lose the stress. Move with the best.
Of yours, maybe somebody you're married to, walks into a clinic, says they don't feel well. By the time the clinic turns around and transports them to the hospital, they die. Or you get into an auto accident and the other person's insurance company won't pay what it takes to get you rehabilitated and your insurance only pays so much. You ever just had a total and complete hassle with your insurance company because you get hurt somehow due to somebody else's problem, or you get hurt somewhere, and the place you're hurt, their insurance company turns around and says, "Who are you? We don't know you, and we don't owe you anything." Then I'd get on the phone, and I'd call Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, because they not only support this radio station, they're not only on the same page politically that we all are. I'll tell you what, they got years of personal injury experience, and they will fight corporations. They take on insurance companies. They don't fool around, and they don't back down. Now, there are a lot of attorneys out there who will say, "Well, listen, I'm a personal injury lawyer, and you know, I'm the strong arm of this and the strong arm of that." But the reality is these guys definitely know how to get in, and they definitely know how to punch it out. If you have medical malpractice, any of those things, you need to talk to Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, because they're the lawyers who are going to get it done. They fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, 303-300-1661, are on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com, and I'm just not pushing these guys because I'm going to get paid to do it. No, I'm doing it because they're my best friends. I mean, they're really good friends. They're close friends of mine. And I know that they'll take care of you. 303-300-1661.
I don't want to grow up. Want to be a Toys R Us kid.
1 week only, get out of this world deals at Toys R Us. Tuesday, be the first to own the new Wii and DS Star Wars Clone Wars video games. All week at our lowest prices of the season on favorite brands. Barbie, High School Musical 3, Hot Wheels, Lionel, Polly Pocket, Fisher-Price Step 2, and more. And a free $10 gift card with any purchase of $75 or more. 1 week only at Toys R Us, where kids are a big deal. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
What's impossible, they forgot.
Okay, tell me what your employment picture is and whether you're insecure about your job and what's coming up here with the economy going the way it is. 240,000 jobs cut in October. The Enstrom folks have cut jobs at their place in Arvada. 7:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, chance of snow. High today, 44. Here's Doug in Westminster. Doug, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, how you doing this morning, huh?
Good.
I worry about my job. I've always worried about my job. Ever since I tried looking for my first job in Cleveland at a McDonald's, and the guy told me, the guy back there, he's working two shifts to take care of his family. That's when I knew I had to leave Ohio, because there was nothing there. And I've always had the $4, $5, $6 an hour jobs with no education or trade. You know, that's what you get.
Well, I mean, how come you didn't go and try to get an education or try to learn a trade?
Well, I I, you know, coming from nothing, you had nothing, and it was hard to try and survive, let alone try and get any money for school. It just, you know, I'm just one of those. But what I did, and I'm not going to advocate for anybody to do this, but I'm in a stock right now that's going to pay me handsomely next year, and I'm going to alleviate my working woes. Now, not everybody's going to be able to do that, I understand, but this is going to allow me to just literally walk away from my job permanently. And that's the only way I'm going to make it in life.
Well, if you know, if you got a stock, how are you making that happen with the way the stock market is?
Well, it's a Canadian stock, and that's a plus right there. Plus the fact that it's going to be a worldwide thing when it happens. It's a new drug to replace morphine and methadone using poison from puffer fish. So there's no addictions and side effects and all that, no drug effects. So this allows me to do this. And I mortgaged my farm. Don't get me wrong. I don't have this money laying around. I invested massively, and I'm suffering now more than I ever have. But when the time comes, then I'm going to just literally walk away from it. Now, I know nobody has the opportunity to do this. Not everybody does, I guess, but...
Well, a few people in life have the opportunity to walk away. One of the reasons why a few people have the opportunity to walk away is not monetarily, although that's becoming a problem now.
Right.
But one of the reasons that they can't walk away is because health care.
Absolutely.
They can't get it.
I don't have it myself right now. And, you know, I look both ways when I'm going through an intersection.
Well, what would happen to you if you, you know, God forbid, had appendicitis or something?
I'd be like everybody else, bud. I'd be like everybody else. Everything would shut down in a heartbeat, and I would be looking for a bridge. I mean, that's where we're all at, basically. There's tons of people out there listening right now that are one, two paychecks away from looking at a bridge. I had a friend of mine up in Broomfield, just a super-duper electrician, and it wasn't good enough for this particular company up there, and they laid him off. As everybody gets their bonus check at this company, they gave him two that day. And one of them was not the bonus check. So the cutthroat, like you just mentioned, also is massive out there. People are at their wit's end when it comes to being rational anymore at their workplace. They know that they can get pushed around, and they have to just bite their lip and take it. That's no way to treat somebody.
Yeah. Now,
well,
that's that whole negative management style again.
You see it in radio big time.
Oh, well, yeah. But I've seen it for years in this. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean here. It means that, I mean, I've worked at some places where, God almighty, you know, the general manager should be, dragged out of the parking lot and beaten with a rubber hose.
Everything from CKLW to KSAN, right?
Well, KSAN, where I got fired and they gave me that check and it bounced. My severance check bounced. Not once, but twice.
And you know, that may be a small statistic out there for the people that are going to get laid off if their last check is going to be worth a darn, you know?
Well, I've worked at places where when you got paid, the parking lot looked like the Indianapolis 500 as everybody raced to the bank to try to get their check in before it didn't clear. So, but I think we're at a different place now with that. But most people in their jobs face the situation of, well, they're going to get let go so that companies can, save money in tough times. And they do it by flattening out their payroll. But then nobody turns to the CEOs of these companies and say, hey, stop flying in the corporate jet. And why don't you try taking less money so that people farther down the food chain can at least stay alive. And whatever happened to the days of all for one and one for all and this thing of sacrifice, like if you watch these movies in the 30s and 40s, they always had that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where the factory owner was like, okay, I'll stand with you, and we'll stand against whatever the economic situation is. And, that stuff now in America in 2008 doesn't seem to be there anymore. Hopefully we'll see a return to it. And
yeah.
I think we will at some point, but right now... We're sitting in a very, very delicate situation. Doug, thanks, man.
You got it, buddy.
I appreciate it.
See ya.
Okay. Here's Tom and Greeley. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hello, Tom.
Oh, sorry about that. You cut out. So, hey, I just wanted to share a little optimism, perhaps, if I can, Jay.
Oh, good.
Not all companies operate the way it's being described. my company's in the employment business. I've been in the industry for...
We're going to have cell phone problems. Yeah. Okay, well, gone with the wind. Or gone with the lack of cell phone tower. Let's go to Ted in Loveland. Ted, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Howdy, Jay. You know, what I think we have right now is a leadership vacuum in Washington. Because the reason why I say that is back in the late fall, or call it the early fall of 2001, we had massive layoffs. That before the September 11th attack. Remember that?
Yeah, there were layoffs. Well, the whatchamacallit, the Labor Department said that that there were steep layoffs after September 11th.
And then, of course, after September 11th, we had a common enemy to chase after. And, of course, we had an administration who was encouraging us to go out and spend your money.
Yeah, well, we were told to shop, but I think the reason we were told that was because of bad leadership, plus the idea that, well, they were scared the economy was gonna collapse if people didn't have faith in their institutions. I mean, I think that's one of the things that's going on right now with the stock market. I mean, I think the thing is that it's rolling and tumbling around like that because people don't have basic faith in government institutions, and that we have to, and that when we're told something, we don't believe it, and that the current leadership is on the way out, and with the Obama administration and people coming in, what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to shore that reassurance factor back up again.
We're on the doorstep of a holiday season that could be feasibly one of the worst on record, unless somebody assures these people that it's okay to go out and spend money for Christmas, that things are going to be okay in the economy. It may take some time, but things will probably be okay. And I don't see anybody saying that.
Well, I think things will be okay by the very nature of who we are and what we're able to do.
Right.
I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, where there's a will, there's a way, and we can find our way out of it, and we can also fix it. But it's just going to have to take some sacrifice, and it's just going to have to take some, a very, very positive attitude. And I believe that we, definitely can do that, because I think that when it's all said and done, nobody's as innovative as we are. And I think we can get through this, but it's nerve-wracking to have to go through it. And the reason I ask for the calls is I'm just interested in how many people are facing this. Ted, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
You bet. Thank you, Jay.
All right. It's 7:48, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John with traffic.
Jay, the drive around town has been pretty easy for people on the highways this morning. Right now, just looking at jams on southbound 25. In the usual spots, going to dip down in the 20s as you make your way from 120th down to 84th. Same deal once you get closer to downtown around Interstate 70. Also in Aurora, 225, pretty busy, beginning at Parker Road in both directions. We do have a couple of surface street crashes in Aurora on the surface streets. One at Alameda and Peoria, another at Federal and Yale. Also working one downtown at 10th and Logan. Your forecast, cloudy and cold, occasional rain and snow showers this morning and evening, mostly up along the foothills. Highs today should be in the mid-40s, currently 33 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You'll pay less every day at Freeway Ford, guaranteed. Right now at the Freeway, get an 09 Escape or Fusion for just $14.9. That's a new one.
When it comes to restaurants, some search engines get you lost in all the links, but not Yahoo Search. To prove it, we switched Bob's Google page with Yahoo and brought mariachis into his office.
What the?
Now Yahoo Search brings you even more info from sites you trust, like City Search and Sagat.
Try searching a restaurant on your city.
Whoa, those results have photos, ratings, phone numbers?
Even says live music. Switch to Yahoo Search and get straight to your answers. Start now at yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
Denver families, you can purchase these gifts and ship them directly to the Salvation Army. You've already made a big difference in Washington. Now, let's get started on Denver. Tonight, NBC Monday is back and all new. First, Chuck's going on a date.
Yeah!
With his ex.
Oh. She slept with Bryce Larkin.
Who hasn't?
Then on Heroes, the villains battle on, and no one can be trusted.
Am I gonna kiss you, or am I gonna kill you?
Finally, critics call it TV's best drama. It's an all-new My Own Worst Enemy after Chuck and Heroes, NBC Tonight.
Then watch Colorado's news leader, 9 News at 9 and 10.
How would you like to turn your home into your office and make money while you're at it? Maybe you've seen the signs, but driven right by. Tonight on 9 News at 9 and 10.
We are going to be hiring between 200 and 300 people by the end of the year.
The hours are flexible, the pay is good, and guess what? You save a lot of gas when your commute takes you from your kitchen to your den.
There are so many jobs that are done from a corporate office that really don't have to be.
Tonight at 9 and 10, what you need to know about working from home. Is it for you?
I want to work from my bed. 7:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance. And let's go to Mike Spear, who's the Executive Vice President, back from his prolonged vacation at Pago Pago. And how are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you doing, my friend?
All right. How was Pago Pago?
Well, Glenwood Springs, Colorado was wonderful. I don't know about Pago Pago.
Oh, you didn't go to Pago Pago?
No. You sound like you got a cold, buddy. You all right?
Yeah, I got a cold. Don't feel too well, but I'm gonna make it through. All right. We've been talking about this all morning this morning. 240,000 jobs gone in October. Stock market rolling and tumbling all over the place. How does it look this morning?
Well, the Dow's up 148 right now. The NASDAQ Composite's up 13.75. The S&P's up 13. The Marvin, a.k.a. the Russell's, up 6 points. So we're getting a bit of a bounce. AIG's assistance package has been changed a little bit by the federal government, and I guess from AIG's perspective, that's seen as a good thing. AIG is up 54 cents right now. That's 25% increase, but AIG is a $2.64 stock right now. Also, Circuit City, as many of you know, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection this morning. Circuit City's stock is not trading right now. It's been halted for trading. And apparently they're closing 3 stores in Colorado. So we have a whole host of issues facing our country. China also got a bit of a bailout package today, totaling $586 billion stimulus package for their economy. So, you know, it's a worldwide issue right now, and we're seeing that manifests itself in a lot of different ways, but there are ways to make money in the market. It's unprecedented times, and I think that calls for unprecedented moves. So I think we can help people with that. If you want some ideas on things to consider, give us a call. 303-694-1600 is one of the numbers. The other number is
303-749-2770. And you stole my pitch line because I was going to say, in these turbulent economic times, Mr. Spear, wrap your gigantic economic arms around our portfolios and make us feel more secure. But you stole, you dried up my chance to use that line.
Mine was nowhere near as eloquent as yours. Let me hear that again. Man, that's awesome.
All right. If you're suffering from economic insecurity and turbulent times, call 303-749-2770. Let Michael Spear wrap his economic expertise arms around your portfolio and make you feel more secure.
My goodness, that's eloquent. You are the silver-tongued son of a gun, you.
Yeah, and Mr. Spear looks after Mary and my interests, and you should let him look after yours, too, even though he was really in Pago Pago and just doesn't want to admit to it.
I wish I knew where Pago Pago was. Did you make that up?
No.
That's a real place?
Yeah, you were down there fishing, weren't you?
No, never been there.
Okay, well, you know what? We'll have Homeland Security look into your travel documents, and we'll be able to verify where you really were.
And where I was born and
everything else.
St. Clair, Michigan.
Yep, okay. Well, we feel sorry for the town of St. Clair.
Well, the good news is I don't live there anymore for them. That's the good news.
Yeah, right? That's exactly right.
All right,
Michael,
well,
good to talk to you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Glad to have you back.
Thank you, Jay. Good to hear your voice.
All right, see you later.
Take care.
All right, there's Michael Spear. 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center's Giving Tree program is in full swing, but only through this Friday, November 14th. The Giving Tree program provides holiday gifts for thousands of needy families right here in the metro area. This holiday season, the Salvation Army Red Shield will create a Christmas for over 450 families in Denver alone. This means that children and their families will have gifts this holiday season who otherwise might not have. But the Salvation Army can't do this without you. Please help make a difference in a family's life this holiday season. For more information about the Salvation Army Red Shield's Giving Tree program or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center, located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
A company website? Ho-hum. Everyone has one. A company website that attracts, involves, stimulates, and enhances your brand? Now you're talking Emulous. Emulous bridges the technology gap for businesses large and small, interactive, passionate, and proud to deliver amazing results for forward-thinking companies. Log on to Emulous.com, I-M-U-L-U-S.com, delivering web design and enhanced marketing solutions for their clients. 303-247-0550 or online at Emulous.com.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, Jay Martin. AM 760 Progressive Talk in the digital world at AM760.net. And check out my blog at jmarvinblog.com. By the way, that whole thing with the Salvation Army, you know, buying a toy for a child that's in need, it's not that expensive. And the wish lists are up there at AM760.net. And you can go on there and click and get something really nice for a really low price, and that's going to help some needy child have Christmas. So go on am760.net and look for that. It's the Wishing Tree, I believe is what it's called. And get on there and look for it, because before I leave work today, Mary and I are definitely going to buy a few things to have shipped directly to the Salvation Army. I can't tell you really how important this is, because even if you are economically strapped a little bit, it's still a good idea to do something good for a kid. And if you put yourself in that position, you remember when you were a child that how important Christmas and Hanukkah were to you, and the idea that you don't have anything to give, I mean, you don't have anything to get, is absolutely devastating, because when you're that age, you don't understand the economics and you don't understand what's going on. I know one Christmas a woman called me on the air in Chicago, and somebody had broken into her car and stolen all of her Christmas gifts, and Mary and I felt so sorry for her that we replaced it, but I'll tell you, it was the best Christmas gift we ever got, doing something for somebody else. So please go to am760.net, make us all proud, make yourself feel good, and check out the Wishing Tree, and send something to a child, and you'll be in good company, because Mary and I are going to do it too. So please go to am760.net. This really matters. All right, we've been talking about the economy this morning. We'll have some experts on coming up here in the next segment to talk about the economy. Jay Marvin at am760, a Progressive Talk. Give me something for Christmas. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Bill Sumner, expert life coach and host of the Inevitable You radio show, heard Saturday mornings at 8 right here on AM 760. If you're ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of the mind, now is the perfect time to register for my powerful Evergreen Mastermind course. Join me for a complimentary orientation Monday, November 10th at the Buffalo Moon Coffee Shop in Evergreen. The course, delivered in an intimate family-style group setting, is designed to maximize your success through peers and keep you aligned with your goals. As an expert in reality creation, I will teach you to stop wanting and to start doing, how to have more success in your life, and how to accomplish all the dreams and desires you've had for so many years. I'll help make your life more of a success story. You'll never experience anything so rewarding. Let me show you how to become the greatest version of you. Register now for the Evergreen Mastermind course at williamsumner.net. That's williamsumner.net.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A big consumer electronics chain has filed for bankruptcy protection. Circuit City will close more stores but intends to stay open for the holiday season as it tries to get back on its feet. But industry analyst Bert Flickinger says shoppers could leave disappointed. He says the inventory will be old, prices may be lower, but out-of-stock items will be more severe. The bankruptcy filing at Circuit City could affect more than 700 jobs. Circuit City announced 7,300 layoffs last week. The German company that owns DHL is moving to stem huge losses by cutting 9,500 jobs and closing all of its express service centers from coast to coast. Company spokesman Jonathan Baker says this is a tough but necessary decision that the company has to take to improve its financial position in the United States and globally. The government will pump an additional $40 billion into AIG, the struggling insurance giant. On Wall Street, traders seem to be shrugging off the bad news on the economy. The Dow Industrial Average is up 131 points. In 10 weeks, it will all be his. 4 hours from now, President-elect Obama will step into the Oval Office for the first time, and with Mrs. Obama, will tour the rest of the imposing mansion at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Georgetown University's Jim Peretti, who's taken part in past White House transitions, says the incoming president and his predecessor will have a chance to compare notes.
It's an opportunity to sit down face to face and discuss in a rather open, non-political way exactly what Senator Obama will confront on day one in the White House.
Presidential historian Douglas Brinkley says a black family living in the White House would have been unthinkable not that long ago.
We began the 20th century with Booker T. Washington going to the White House just to eat, and he got lampooned, and now the Obamas are in the White House. African-American children will be playing on the White House lawn.
A North Carolina teenager whose senior project was on teen highway deaths has been killed in a traffic accident. CBS's Jim Krasula has the story.
Grief-stricken, broken-hearted, her life shattered, Ernie Atkins is angry that her only child has died at the hands of a suspected drunk driver.
I'm nobody's mama anymore. I'll never be a grandmother. And I heard the crash. She was that close to home.
18-year-old Shannon Atkins died when her pickup truck was hit head-on just two blocks from home. In bitter irony, she recently studied teen highway deaths as a high school senior project. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The New York Times reports that the military, acting with secret authority from President Bush, has carried out a dozen attacks on Al-Qaeda targets in a number of countries. The attacks could cause diplomatic fallout, but analyst N.J. Gohel says it would be worth it.
One hopes that the U.S. will continue this robust policy of preemptive action, because to take no action would mean thousands of innocent lives would be at risk.
This is CBS News.
Has the financial environment left you with a world of questions? Like, is there any place where my money is actually safe? Is there any chance my bank will renegotiate my mortgage? So where can you turn for answers? LivePerson.com. From financial planners to credit counselors to real estate pros, LivePerson.com has thousands of experts ready to chat with you live online. Get the immediate answers you need. Find your expert today. It's free to start. LivePerson.com, a world of experts.
Check this out. Hello there. How are you doing? Have you met my friend Bill yet?
Why is there some guy on the back of your bike winking at me?
Oh, that's my wingman. I saved so much money on motorcycle insurance by switching to Geico. I rented a wingman.
He has two tickets to paradise and needs a travel companion.
Hey, he is good.
Saving you money on your motorcycle insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business.
Oh, yeah.
Geico Motorcycle. Let's ride.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. The weak economy hurting some of Colorado's ski rental shops. Bart Gothman with Exit 240 Ski and Bike Rental in Idaho Springs says they're bracing for what could be a rough year.
We're definitely cutting costs, and we're paying a little bit closer attention to labor. We're getting a little bit more aggressive with our, you know, on-site, you know, advertising. Window displays.
Gothman says the store's business was just 25% to 30% of what it normally is after ski areas like Breckenridge, Keystone, and Copper Mountain open. Investigators believe two fires at Keystone were intentionally set. The fires began early yesterday at the Keystone Lodge and Spa.
The proximity is uncanny. The location of this facility that's just above where we've made the initial response would have been a very good vantage point to watch what our response was. So obviously that is something that we're looking at, that these are connected.
The fire official talking to our partners at 9 News, about 100 guests were evacuated. No one was hurt. Colorado casinos coming off their worst economic year in the state's 17-year gambling history. They're hoping a new law will help lift them out of that slump. With the passage of Amendment 50, Black Hawk, Cripple Creek, and Central City can decide on whether casinos can raise betting limits from $5 to $100. operate 24 hours a day, and add some new games. And drivers able to keep more money in their pockets lately. Regular unleaded, $2.30 a gallon nationally. That's down nearly 50 cents in the past 2 weeks. Denver's average per gallon is $2.18. In sports, Carmelo Anthony scored 24 points. Chauncey Billups had 16 points and 10 assists. Nuggets beat the Grizzlies at Pepsi Center last night, 100-90. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Other than an accident on the right shoulder of eastbound 6th Avenue right around Sheridan, it's a quiet ride around Denver. Now, as far as the slow stretches go, it looks heaviest on southbound I-25 downtown, as well as on 225 right around Colfax, a little bit busy in the Aurora area. Now, if you're cruising out to DIA, there's plenty of parking spaces. Pendant Boulevard's wide open. However, security wait time hovering between 15 and 20 minutes. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
American Family Insurance Agent gets to know you before something happens, so you'll have the best care if something happens. That's American Family Insurance, the family you choose. Visit AmFam.com to find an agent near you. American Family Insurance.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural honey mustard or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay. It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, no, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, chance of rain or snow. High today, 44. This year's voters told exit pollsters that the economy is about the most important issue facing the country by a wide margin. 63% of the voters ranked this as the top issue compared to 10% who said the Iraq war was the top issue, 9% who said that terrorism or health care, and 7% who said that, energy policy is the key issue. 93% of the voters described the state of the national economy as not so good or poor, compared to just 7% who said it was excellent or good. Moreover, 81% said they were very or somewhat worried about the current economic crisis. And, of course, we've been talking about that for the last hour. Our special guest is Rui Teixeira, senior fellow at both the Century Foundation and American Progress, as well as a fellow at the New Politics Institute. And he's a visiting fellow at the Brookings Institution, and we're going to ask him about this. He's also the author of several books and co-authored several books, The Emerging Democratic Majority, America's Forgotten Majority, Why the White Working Class Still Matters, and The Disappearing American Voter. And you can go to AmericanProgress.org to find out more. And, Rui, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Okay. Last month, 240,000 jobs gone. The unemployment rate shot up to its highest in more than 14 years. And now there's this mass debate about what we can do about it. Paul Krugman has got a column this morning in the New York Times about that his fear is, and that a lot of people's fear is, that the Barack Obama and that the incoming administration will try to fashion some kind of program after what Franklin Delano Roosevelt did, but or Franklin Delano Roosevelt, or whatever it is, but FDR, that he fears that they won't go far enough. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, I know this is a concern a lot of people have, and it's certainly possible that might happen. We just can't say exactly how Obama's going to handle this, but I think one thing that is clear from the data is that he has a mandate to move ahead and be fairly aggressive in treating the economy in particular. I mean, as you mentioned, the top of the, when you were introducing me, the 63% said the economy was the dominant issue, which is 53 points more than the second-ranked issue. So obviously the concern is absolutely astronomical about this issue, and we also know from other data that people are willing to countenance pretty bold action to have at this problem. That, for example, Barack Obama got elected despite the fact that this is sort of less widely reported, 75%, I think, or something like that, of voters thought that Barack Obama would raise their taxes. So people aren't looking to be tax sensitive at this particular time, and not necessarily looking to be spending sensitive. I think they're effectiveness sensitive. They want to see something done, and they want to see aggressive action taken. So I think in that sense, he's got some degrees of freedom. He's got some running room. And as Krugman is advocating, I hope he takes it. And frankly, I don't see why he shouldn't.
All right, if he came to you and said, look, we're stuck in a really difficult situation here, but I believe we can turn this around because I believe we can do anything we really want to, and of course I hold that feeling too, what would be the first thing you would suggest that he do? Something like the WPA? I mean, what do you think he should do?
Well, I think the WPA kind of aspect of it is important, and there is a debate in terms of stimulus program that will be implemented after he reaches office, how big it should be and to what extent it will focus on infrastructure spending, which really is directly create jobs and is sort of WPA style. Basically, you pay people to do the stuff this country needs to be done anyway. And that's a great way to stimulate the economy. It's a great way to give people jobs. And most economists believe that it's actually quite effective. And look, even conservative economists are on record at this point saying we should spend more rather than less, and we should spend it on things like infrastructure development. So there's almost a consensus out there for this style of approach. So the question I would hope would be more about the magnitude of it than whether we should do it, because I think the need for it and its effectiveness are pretty clear.
What happens when we put all of our eggs into that basket? I mean, in other words, not only infrastructure, but other public works projects that need terribly to be done, like repair of schools and the building of new schools and the development of high technology and also green jobs. If we put all of our eggs in that basket, what would be the worst-case scenario, that it wouldn't work?
Certainly, there's always the possibility. Nothing's for certain when you deal with something like the economy with so many moving parts. I think what people are most afraid of is that it will balloon the budget deficit and add to the national debt, and that would be terrible. So I think there'll continue to be a debate about the extent to which we should be sensitive to the fiscal issue. Again, but I think most economists believe that at this point in time, given the situation we're in, spending more rather than less makes sense. And this is not the time to worry about the budget deficit. This is not the time to implement a program like Bill Clinton did in 1993, where basically the priority seemed to be to get the deficit under control.
Hey,
I don't think that's where we're at right now.
All right, 8:12, 12 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Rui Teixeira, who is our special guest, and he's with the Center for American Progress and also the Brookings Institution. He's a visiting fellow there. And numerous hundreds of thousands of other organizations having to do with
that. So to speak,
having to do with the subject of economics. All right, now the ballooning debt, you know, that's the other thing we're facing. I mean, we've got a mountain and mountain and mountain of debt. And how do you do one and not address the other? Or, as Krugman has advocated, and you're kind of talking about there, which is you just ignore the other one and plow ahead with the first one and then worry about taking care of the other one later.
I mean, I would definitely advocate the latter approach. It's not so much forgetting about it entirely, but just realizing our priorities are different at this time, and also keeping in mind the fact that the level of debt relative to the entire economy of the United States we have right now is actually not that high by some historical standards. We had a much, much higher ratio. I think it was 125% of GDP in national debt after World War II, and we actually did pretty well after World War II, if you recall. A lot of the issue about spending shouldn't be just, does it have an effect in the deficit and the debt, which is something we keep an eye on, but what's it for? What's it doing? Is it going to be productive? Is it going to help the economy over the long run? Because if it does, then that means we grow fast and we grow productively, and if we do, that brings in revenue and helps keep the debt down as well. So there's a virtuous circle that can take place if we do the right kinds of investments and spend money in the right kind of way.
How do we keep people in their homes?
Well, I think there you're getting in the weeds of the policy proposals around helping people with foreclosures and regulation of the financial system and so on. And I think certainly some direct relief for homeowners and direct steps to help them keep their homes are in order. And my understanding is that's going to be pretty high up on the list of what the Obama administration tries to do. I mean, there are longer-term problems with the housing market that deserve more serious fixes, and obviously the predatory lending and other problems that we've had with the whole way people finance their homes, that has to be addressed. But in the immediate sense, I think there has to be direct relief.
So this idea that this idea that you're on your own, and hey, I mean, so you signed a loan agreement and you made a bad judgment. It's really not about that.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't think the Obama administration is tossing the idea of personal responsibility out the window. Will do so, but I think they recognize that it's not all the homeowner's fault, and that, again, direct action needs to be taken to help them. The whole you're on your own approach to economics, I think, is now something that we can assign to the Bush administration and not to the Obama administration. I think they want to turn the page on that and see a productive partnership between individuals and government. And that's indeed, you know, the way this country has had its most success economically. So let's hope they're able to do that.
Is Reaganomics dead?
I think so. I actually think so. I think people clearly signaled with their votes how they felt about sort of Bushonomics, which is the current version of Reaganomics. And I think the whole financial crisis and people's perception that was connected to deregulation and to not having enough oversight over our economic institutions, the government not playing a strong enough role, I think that's one just completely contrary to the whole basic theory of Reaganomics, which is everything works out great if you just keep the government out of things. I think people are very much convinced at this point that that's probably not the way to go.
And what do we do about the auto industry, which has now come knocking at the federal government's door looking for money, and there are these rumors that, for instance, and this is something I don't think any of us ever thought we would see in our lifetimes, that GM will be out of money in a couple of weeks. I mean, what do we do about the auto industry?
Well, again, this is an example of a case where direct help might be necessary, but I think it's important in these instances that you not just give them money, that the government, if it's going to do anything, get something out of it. And I think here the issue would be what kinds of vehicles are we going to build in the future and how green an auto industry are we going to have. And I would hate to see us hand out money to the auto industry in any form without making some progress on that front. I mean, we need to retool the whole way the economy uses energy and produces vehicles, for example, that use energy. There's a whole path that we need to go down that will actually hopefully both create jobs and create a sort of a greener economy over the long run. But I don't think you could do that if you just sort of hand out money to big corporations and say, okay, hope this works for you.
So in other words, you don't think it'd be out of line, for instance, for the federal government to say, okay, look, you're looking for money, come here and we'll meet, and here's one of our demands that you need to clue us in and show us your plans for down the road for making more fuel-efficient vehicles and being more green, and that we're just not going to give you money to turn out big, gigantic pickup trucks and SUVs.
Absolutely not. I mean, I think this goes back to your question about only at the end of the year of Reaganomics. I mean, that approach you just outlined isn't consistent with Reaganomics, where it was a big no-no that you should ever ask corporations about anything in terms of their plans or how they're going to do things, because that would be interfering with the market. I think we're getting past that, and we realize we can't just give them the longest possible leash and help them out as much as we can with money or subsidies. That's not a productive way of doing business in America. That if we want business in America to do good, we have to kind of give them a little bit of a nudge.
All right, so basically the trickle-down deregulators, they're assigned what? To use an old cliche, to the trash bin of history?
I think so. I really do think we're going to enter a new era where there's a much more nuanced understanding of what the relationship between government and business should be, and that both have a role, and that the business just simply can't do whatever they want and sort of tell us, and we should assume that everything will turn out fine. No, I think McCain put it earlier this year, I think we should always deregulate. It's always the best policy. I don't think people buy that anymore.
All right, if you can kind of capsulize this a little bit, because there's big arguments about this going on, where do you think fundamentally we went wrong?
Where did America go wrong?
Yeah, in the economy, in the economy that it finally just caught up with us.
Well, I think that, arguably it does go back to Reaganomics. It was the whole economic philosophy came into vogue at the time and really dominated the thinking of America about economics. It even had a lot of effect during the Clinton era, and certainly was, I think, if you looked at what the public views of things were about the economy, people leaned in that direction, that the market really could solve almost everything, that if there were problems with the economy, it was really much more about taking regulations away and sort of spending less money than it was about spending more money and imposing other regulations or better regulation, whatever. We couldn't have the right debate about regulation because it was this ridiculous debate between whether there should be any regulation, about whether there should be any regulations at all. So we went wrong with that, I think, that whole approach to economics. I think that a lot of the problems that we saw with the financial crisis went back to deregulatory moves that were taken in the 90s and particularly under the Bush administration, where there were plenty of opportunities to regulate these financial instruments, to have more oversight over them in each and every case. It was, well, we just can't do that because that would be interfering with the market. That would create problems. It would send a chilling effect on the availability of capital and how the markets work. And we just can't do that. And I think now we're realizing that whole approach is wrong. And so for probably about 25 years or 30 years, we've been on the wrong course about this. And I think now we're going to get back more back into balance about the relationship between government and business, between regulation and the way way the economy works.
Did anybody see this coming? I mean, there's probably a few economists out there who saw it, but I'm talking about those in charge. You know, did any of them see that this bowling ball was coming down the lane?
I don't think at the higher reaches of the Bush administration that was true. There were certainly economists outside of government who thought so, particularly someone on the left. But no, I think that the people who controlled economic thinking and were responsible for it in the Bush administration totally did not see this coming until maybe saw it coming like a week before it happened. But that didn't do us a whole lot of good.
So they couldn't read the tea leaves?
No. Well, and why can't people read the tea leaves when in many ways what the message the tea leaves were sending us was fairly obvious. The reason for that is because people are blinded in a situation like by their priors, by their ideology. So they just can't see the way things are developing and the sort of the way that these risky instruments were being bought, sold, and traded like baseball cards. And nobody really knew what they meant, and nobody knew how it would all end up in the end. And there was this huge downside risk that nobody had factored into their equations. Those things were obvious to some economists outside of government, and there were some analyses that were put forward. But if you're blinded by ideology, if your priors are that this can't happen, then you're inclined not to see it happening, even when it is.
Boy.
Yeah, sad situation.
Yeah, really. It's like, hey,
here we are.
It's like, hey, put some glasses on, you know, and see what's going on around you. And apparently they didn't. Rui, thank you. I really appreciate your time, and hope to have you back on again.
Sure, anytime.
So we'll just kind of make you our economic go-to man.
Okay.
All right?
All right, well, great talking to you.
Okay, good to talk to you. There's Rui Teixeira, and he's from the Center for American Progress and also the Brookings Institution, talking about the economy. And he's also worked for the American Enterprise Institute and numerous other organizations. Good guy, and had a lot to say about that.
That book that he wrote in 2002, Jay, has gotten a lot of good publicity as well.
Yeah.
Some people have said that's one of the greatest books on the economy this decade so far.
Yeah. You know, if we have a WPA-style employment program, maybe you and I should go sign up for it.
Maybe.
Well, you know, if you look at the WPA under Roosevelt, I mean, all kinds of people, they created all kinds of things. They created jobs for writers and artists, and a lot of the old buildings, and I don't think there's many in Denver because I don't know whether they're still here or they've been torn down or they're here and I don't know about them. But I know in places like Los Angeles and San Francisco and in Chicago, there's still murals and still a lot of artwork and a lot of architectural stuff left over from those WPA programs. And so there's something for virtually for everybody to do under that. And I'm not saying that the government should, you know, engage in being a mass employment agency, but for people who are out of jobs, what the hell's wrong with it? I mean, I don't see, you know, I mean, if... What's wrong with putting people to work?
Yeah, what's wrong with job placement?
And now on top of it, too, like Rui was saying, I mean, we got stuff here that needs to be done. Like, look at the state of Colorado. Look at the infrastructure here. We talk about the infrastructure here like every 3 days. Why not put people to work? Fixing that stuff up.
Yeah, fix those roads.
We need to have it done.
Potholes.
Or how about, you know, bridges? How about building new schools for kids? I mean, we got to do this. How about creating green jobs? I don't see what the problem would be there. 8:25, 25 minutes after 8, John talks about problems with traffic.
Jay, we're starting to clear early this morning as it's been a relatively light commute. Still jams in southbound 25 from 70 past Spear Boulevard, but we are starting to clear up in the North Glen and Thornton region. Also slower speeds westbound 76 from 74th to 25 and in Aurora on southbound 2 1/4 from Colfax down to Alameda and again after Parker Road. Starting to see more traffic heading towards Boulder on the Turnpike. Going to be a little thick for you starting at Wadsworth. It'll break loose around McCaslin Boulevard. Got a couple new crashes. One southbound I-25 near 58th Avenue. Traffic is flowing freely past that one. And got another one on the surface streets at Colorado and Cherry Creek Drive North. Your forecast, expect an increase in clouds this morning. Temperatures are going to stay in the 30s. There may be a few isolated rain and snow showers near the foothills by the end of this rush hour. Later on during the lunch hour, skies will be mostly cloudy with temperatures reaching up into the mid-40s. More rain and snow.
It's that time of year again when you need to think about your heating system. Jack Micek Heating and Cooling Services all makes and models of furnaces and boilers, and now is the time to have them checked before the cold weather hits. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541 or check out the website at www.jackmicekhvac.com. That's 303-463-8541 or www.jackmicekhvac.com. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling today.
Hi, this is yours truly, Dr. Daddio, asking you to tune in every Sunday from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. for my show, Talking with Dr. Daddio, the show where we talk about what's happening in our local and national communities, our businesses, schools, political, civic, social, and religious activities, and many other problems that we face every day. So let's make a date, Sunday, Talking with Dr. Daddio, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk Radio. Don't miss it.
The community that they do business with. As a matter of fact, they really care a lot. And once again, Rocky's Autos is proud to present Operation Freebird. Together with local businesses, they'll be giving away thousands of turkey certificates to less than fortunate families in the community. Stop by and show your support this Saturday from noon until 4 at Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal. There'll be fun, food, games, live music, and activities from Rocky's Autos friends like the Adams County Sheriff's Office, including the Adams County Child ID Program. You can sign up and receive an identification kit with your child's picture and fingerprints. The Adams County Sheriff's Bomb Squad robot will be there, along with the canine demonstrations, which absolutely fascinate me. These dogs fascinate me. And we'll be there from AM 760. I'll be there from noon until 4, and we'll have some gas cards for you to win. And also some other stuff. And plus, on top of that, here's the biggest thing. It's a chance for you and I to get together without the confines of the radio, and we can just, you know, sit there and shoot the bull or chew the fat or whatever term you want to use on just about anything you want to talk about. And that's coming up this Saturday at Rocky's Autos. That's Operation Freebird from noon until 4. It's a community event. Come out and be part of it. And it's all happening at 63rd and Federal.
Experience the personalized comfort of a Sleep Number bed during our Veterans Day sale. Save $500 on Queen or King Special Edition bed sets. That's only $13.99 for a queen set while supplies last. Or receive free bedding accessories plus interest-free financing until 2010 with approved credit on all other beds. Go to sleepnumber.com or call 1-800-SLEEP-NUMBER for the store near you. Sale ends November 11th. Sleep Number. I select comfort. It's the bed that counts.
OnStar versus silence. There's a time for silence, but not if you've been involved in a crash. With built-in OnStar automatic crash response, you can hear this.
This is OnStar emergency. Do you need help?
In a crash, a car with OnStar's got plenty to say. Built-in sensors automatically tell an advisor where you are, how hard you've been hit, and other crash details, even if you never say a word. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Randy Rose.
Now, watching Rush Limbaugh, like, they had a clip of him. He was wearing a polo shirt, and his breasts are bigger than mine now. He needs a bro. He needs a man's ear. And he's got really large. I don't know what he's eating, drinking, smoking, snorting, shooting, swallowing these days, but maybe it's because he loves Sarah so much he wants to be her. It was crazy.
The Randy Rhoads Show, afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, 30 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning, Jay Martin, with the chance of a rain or snow and a high today of 44. Still another fabulous day here in Colorado. And I'm really bad about Instrom Candies cutting jobs. Instrom Candies announced Friday that it would no longer make candy at its Arvada location. You know, if I wasn't trying to lose weight, I mean, I'd go to Instrom's right now and load up and try to help them out. Because they're a Colorado institution. Mary and I send Instroms to all kinds of people all the time as gifts. And they make absolutely great gifts. I mean, I don't, you know, mean to get on here and give them a free plug. I guess I am giving them a free plug. But, you know, if you're sending stuff out for the holidays, that's the place to go. By the way, speaking of sending things out for the holidays, too, I want to remind you about this. Go to AM760.net and the Wishing Tree, because there are lists up there of toys that needy kids want Santa to bring them. They're not that expensive. And I know these times are tough right now, but, you know, for a little bit of money, it goes a long way. And you can buy the stuff online, and they ship it directly to the Salvation Army. And I can guarantee that Mary and I are going to be buying some stuff today. And it's just as tight for us as it is for everybody else. But there's nothing worse than being a kid. And you remember this. I mean, you know, being a kid and you don't have anything for Christmas. I mean, kids do not understand that. They don't understand the dynamics of the economy. They don't know who Alan Greenspan is. They've never heard of Bernard Bernanke. So here's the thing. Help out a kid in need. I can't think of anything better to do this holiday season. And that's where Mary and I are going to spend our holiday money. And you ought to spend yours, too. AM760.net, and you can check that out. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Polly in Denver. Polly, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm delighted to be on your show. Listen, I was just wanted to compliment you on your previous guest because I really enjoyed the fact that he linked Reaganomics to today's crisis, because a lot of folks don't remember that we had a very healthy, well, it wasn't so healthy. You know, we had the S&L industry with the home mortgages, but S&Ls knew how to make home mortgages and they had gotten certain benefits. But when Reagan started Reaganomics and then deregulated the S&L industry, it went, you know, they didn't know how to be banks, and they were expected to be banks. And then there was all the greed set in. And I think the lesson we should learn is that the market only works when you regulate the greed. And again, it happened this, you know, just recently with the whole Wall Street mortgages, mortgage companies, et cetera, being deregulated because of Phil Graham's legislation. And again, you know, greed set in. I don't know when we're going to learn our lesson that we have to regulate the greed.
Well, I think we're probably learning it now. I mean, I think more and more people are probably learning it now. Now, the people on the right are going to say, and this is going to be their play, they're going to say that, well, poor lower middle class people took out loans that they shouldn't have taken out, that they're going to blame it on that federal program that extended eligibility for people to get loans, and they're going to blame it on all that, and they're not going to blame it on where it really belongs, which is this whole deregulation argument. And some have even gone so far as to say, spread the lunacy that, well, the stock market tanked because Obama was going to become the president. I mean,
that's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, they'll take anything except analytically looking at themselves.
You know, the reality is that the poor or the low income were lured into taking these loans because, you know, my goodness, you know, people want to own their own homes. And when this is dangled out in front of them, as the mortgage companies, the realtors, and everybody who was going to make money off of them dangled these loans out in front of them, you know, it would be difficult to resist. Because in many cases, they were talked into the loans, and they were given misinformation. So, you know, it's you got to regulate it. And even though the right, you know, I think you're right, they will come up with all these, you know, arguments that really have no basis. And we have to be strong enough to stand up against that. And we've got to be strong enough to quote history and say, you know, look, this has happened, you know, before, and it will happen again if we don't regulate, have appropriate regulations that literally regulate human greed.
Well, I always say to them, you believe in deregulation, you believe in the free hand of the marketplace, then show me where that's worked.
Yeah, exactly.
And it hasn't. It didn't work with Enron. It didn't work in the broadcasting industry. It didn't work with the airlines. It didn't work with the telecommunications companies. I mean, where has it? It didn't work with the banks, financial institutions. Where has it actually worked?
It hasn't worked. It just doesn't work. That's why you have government. You've got to have government to protect the people and to protect people's money, particularly in financial institutions. You know, that is a very important part of the role of government.
Well,
and I think Obama's going to do it.
Yeah, I do too. And Roosevelt certainly demonstrated that with guaranteeing people's deposits. And, I mean, we've really got to get aggressive here and move forward. Polly, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Well, thank you for taking the call.
Oh, you bet. Thanks. It's 8:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get progressive about traffic with John Turk.
Jay, traffic has been progressing real nicely this morning. Been a real light commute. Don't know if all those unemployment numbers are landing here in Colorado, but don't know why everybody's not out moving around this morning. Jams just on southbound 25 right now from 70 past Spear Boulevard, but we are used to seeing that. The rest of the highway is looking pretty darn good right now. Maybe a little slow for you. Westbound 36 from Wadsworth up to McCaslin. Also on southbound 225 from Parker Road to the Tech Center. Got a couple crashes out there. One on southbound 25 near 58th Avenue. It's not really affecting traffic, sitting off on the shoulder. Also got one near Cherry Creek Mall at Colorado and Cherry Creek Drive North. Your forecast, cloudy and cold. Occasional rain and snow showers this morning and evening, mostly up along the foothills. High should be in the mid-40s. Currently, 36 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
WAMU is now a part of Chase. Open a WAMU free checking account today and get free image style checks and free ATM.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center's Giving Tree program is in full swing, but only through this Friday, November 14th. The Giving Tree program provides holiday gifts for thousands of needy families right here in the metro area. This holiday season, the Salvation Army Red Shield will create a Christmas for over 450 families in Denver alone. This means that children and their families will have gifts this holiday season who otherwise might not have. But the Salvation Army can't do this without you. Please help make a difference in a family's life this holiday season. For more information about the Salvation Army Red Shield's Giving Tree program or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center, located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You Choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones all day, every day, for maybe $1.50 an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff, but you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
The Living Online Expo, sponsored by Chevrolet's Fuel Solutions Division and AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. A green attitude is reflected in more than just recycling, so when it comes to sustainability for your home, family, and business, Colorado State University Extension is your trusted information source, from financial tips to gardening advice. Check out their slow online booth on AM760.net. Support like-minded businesses with like-minded goals.
Perfect harmony.
minutes after the hour here, AM 760, a progressive talk in the digital world at am760.net, or check out my blog at jmarvinblog.com. Also, Facebook, got a turn left with J. Marvin Facebook page, so if you're on Facebook, go there. Also, I've got a Facebook page, and John Turk has one, so there's three ways there on Facebook to get involved with am760.net. Go to that turn left with J. Marvin page and join, tell your friends to join. Did I already say chance of rain or snow today and a high of 44? Did I already say chance of rain and snow today and a high of 44? Did I already say that? I think I already said it, didn't I? Did I already say it? Okay. 840. We're talking about the economy, and let's go back to the phones at 303-713-7600. Here's Sally in Netherlands. Sally, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm sorry about your cold.
You know, I got a cold and I got a fever, and So
liquid vitamin C, that's the trick. That's what I take. I just take a gobble of it. The reason I'm calling is I know a lot's going on in the economy, and it's been like this for a while, but I just want to be a little positive. I've always kind of had a struggle because I enjoy doing what I do for a living. So in order to do what I enjoy, I've always had other jobs.
What is it that you do that you enjoy?
I do educational animal shows.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
And most of my animals are rescue, so I have to afford to feed them all. So basically, I've always known, and I used to be a dog trainer, but in order to do what you enjoy, you're like, oh, I have to take a job I don't care about so much. So 2 years ago, I had five jobs. I'm down to three, which is one full-time and two half ones.
Well, wait a minute. What do these three jobs consist of?
I do educational programs at the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And I also still train dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I also do animal programs. And actually, I'll see you on Saturday. I'm volunteering some time with my reindeer at Rockies.
Oh!
I'll see you there.
Oh, is that cool?
Yeah. So, I mean, and so in order to, when you don't have a lot of money, if you don't do things for other people, you don't feel rich. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying.
And that comment you made earlier is so true. A few years ago, and my daughter's like, she was eight at the time. I mean, we barely were paying, you know, able to eat. But we found an awesome place where we can go and help wrap presents for kids. We couldn't afford to buy anything at the time. We've always done a little. But you can always do something. And then by you being positive, I mean, we can make it through this. But the problem is if we all listen to the news, these people lost jobs. It's all true. We have to, you know, listen to it. But there's always good stuff, too.
Well, you basically, life has a funny way of working out.
Right.
And things have a funny way of a lot of times coming out differently than you thought they were,
right.
And then you get all this payback. I mean, it's like
right.
It's like that woman. When I worked 10 a night to 2 in the morning, I always used to get these calls. I would get these calls from people who would be in, you know, bad situations. And this
right.
woman called up and said, well, I had all these Christmas gifts and they were stolen.
Yeah.
From my car, and Mary and I went and replaced those. Well, her son grew up to, and that shows you know, this dates me, but her son grew up to get a job at a sports station there in Chicago, and I still, despite all my travels, I still hear from them every Christmas.
Right.
And it's great.
You got the reward. I mean, really. And I think, you did it for a good reason, but I think that's the key thing, and that we, you know, I know we have to hear this negative stuff, and it's hard. I have a childhood rheumatoid arthritis, so I fight with that every day, but if I sit around and act negative, which I came from a negative family, but you just have to even lie to yourself. That's okay. You know, and it's hard to hear people, and I am a real hard worker, so it's maybe not fair because we all have different backgrounds and how ethically we work, but, you know, you can't just go to one job application. You have to go to 10. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Well, persistence and networking.
Right.
Persistence and networking is the key. And then the other thing is, you know, along with that, you just gotta really try to tell yourself that every day you're above ground.
Right.
And I gotta tell you, I mean, I have a lot of moments where I'm. Like, you know.
Right. We all do, though. Yeah, you get kind of in the dark place.
Yeah, I mean, we do. But you got to fight that stuff off, because if you don't fight it off. I mean, like, look, here's the bottom line. What's the worst that people, what's the worst that can happen to you? What's the worst that can be done to you?
Right. And I think the thing is, I don't think people realize it. They turn they get negative, and I can't blame them. I'm telling you, I've been there. But the difference is if you go, okay, you know what? I'm a hard worker, and I know I deserve this job. Those few little things before you go in will make a difference. You know, and I've gotten jobs that I've totally not qualified for. You know, like, well, I've always wanted to work at a florist, so I tell myself I'm going to get it. You go in, you say, I will do what it takes, you know?
Yeah, you can BS yourself into a lot of things, too.
That's right. And once you're in, then you can be positive because then you have a job.
Right. You know what? Dog training. But, you know, Mary would be great at dog training.
Yeah. I did it. I've done it for 25 years. And
How do you learn it?
Well, I didn't learn it like normal people, but when I was a child, I didn't even hang out with kids so much. I learned how to get rid of hiccups from hanging out with my dog. I mean, I wasn't really normal, you know. I mean, I understood animals more than kids, people, anyway. But a lot of it is learning to read and understand them and not confuse them. Because I never did the normal dogs. I did the ones where people have taken them to four or five people. And it's about understanding them and not confusing them. We mess them up.
Well,
really training the human, of course. But.
Yeah, our Welsh Corgi puppy, Hurley, can read me better than anybody in the world and knows exactly how to get what he wants.
But they're a powerhouse. They're a little tiny dog that can deal with cattle, you know? Think about what they do for a living.
They are. They're great. Sally, thanks. I appreciate the call.
All right. Have a good day.
Okay,
bye.
We'll see you later. Here's Tony in Estes Park. Tony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Tony. Jay, I'm sorry. Well, just shout out to the Netherlands lady. I like the positive attitude she's got. I'm actually being sued by the company I used to work for because the brakes in their vehicle went out, and I went over a cliff between Netherlands and Ward.
How can they sue you?
Compensability, pre-existing condition. I didn't even know what compensability meant.
Pre-existing condition for what?
I was injured about 4 years ago, but was recovering, and I think mostly because I did have a job and was working hard and, you know, I was feeling a lot better, and then all of a sudden went off a cliff.
All right, so is this a health insurance
It's work comp, straight up.
Work,
well,
okay,
and vehicle all right. Insurance.
All right, got a pen?
Yeah.
Call these guys. Mike Turner
and
Scott Henderson. Okay.
And I had to get a lawyer.
These are the guys you want to get right here. Okay, call.
And you have a lawyer when I talk to these guys, even though I've got one?
Yeah.
I had to get one once I started getting sued.
Yeah, talk to them. But these are the guys that you should go to for this kind of stuff. And their number is 303 300-1661.
1661.
And call them and tell them I sent you over there.
Okay.
And they'll help you out. So now you're struggling with this. Are you working?
No, actually, nobody will touch me. My physical therapist said there probably isn't a job that I could do except for something at home. So,
I mean, are you that bad off?
Yeah, most days.
That you can't work. What medically bothers you?
Back and neck. And
well, wait
now,
a minute. Let me ask you. You're driving this thing,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
And I've been complaining about the brakes for quite a few.
And they didn't do anything about it. So one day you're in the car, and one day you're in the vehicle, and the brakes go out, and now they're suing. What are their grounds for suing you?
Just compensability. There's a pre-existing condition. Like my physical therapist said, is like, what, you're not allowed to be hurt again? You know. I don't know
who your lawyer is now, and I don't want to ask, but I'm telling you, when you hang up with me, you need to call Turner Henderson because there's something wrong here, and they'll get to the bottom of it. I guarantee you.
I will. I'll give them a call because I'm at my wit's end here. I don't know what to do. I've been out of work for a while, so. But all right.
You know, you call them and find out, because it sounds to me, and I'm no lawyer, but it sounds to me like you're getting, and pardon the pun, sounds to me like you're getting run over unfairly.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, when that stuff...
Especially since this has been documented, we have a daily log that we document the vehicle, you know, so,
right.
You know, I've been complaining for months about it, so...
But. I mean, when this kind of stuff happens, you know what this is? Let me tell you what this is. This is a typical example of where... These politicians, and usually they're right-wing ones,
stand up with this stuff about what we need is tort reform. And what they're talking about there is they're blocking you from your access redress of grievance against this company, which is trying to screw you over. And the thing is that, is this a big corporation or?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? And so what they're going to do with you is, look, here's what they know they're going to do. What they're going to do is with you is they're going to slap you around and they're going to wear you down and they're going to get their way because at some point, if you don't have a really good representation, you get into the situation where you're unable to fight back. That's why, and I'm not trying to give these guys a free plug, but that's why you got to go to them because they specialize in this kind of stuff. And if there's anything that makes them hungry, it's when you say big corporation, not because they're dollar chasers, but because they get it, like most of us get it, that these big boys, that somebody's got to stand up these big boys who are bullying us small boys around, you know?
Well, that's what I feel like, is it's just brick wall after brick wall, you know? So.
Well, then get, you know what, then call them.
Okay.
All right?
I will. Thank you.
All right, Tony, take care.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Yeah, he's getting... I hate that when they do that to you, too, when they bat you around like that, try to bat you around. I had a similar thing happen to me in that I was working in Milwaukee at this station WTMJ, and I couldn't stand working there anymore. I mean, the corporate culture there of the journal company was just more than I could take. And I walked out after 7 months, and then after sitting out for a while, I got my first offer from WLS. So what does the journal company try to do? Well, they try to hang me up and not allow me to go to work in Chicago because they claim that their station gets into Chicago and that's part of their market, which is absolutely BS. I had to go hire a lawyer, and I had to take on the journal company, and I beat them. But it cost me money to go ahead and do it. And this isn't the idea of where they put their thumb on you, and they try to, you know, screw you over and knock you down because they've got enough money to do it. And it's just wrong. 8:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk with traffic.
Small blip on southbound 25, a crash near 58th Avenue. Traffic is moving along pretty good past this crash, but the jam's going to be a little further south around I-70. That lasts until about Spear Boulevard before it breaks loose. Also checking increased traffic westbound 36 from Wadsworth up to McCasland. Rest of the drive starting to look pretty good. A little sluggish in Aurora on southbound 225 from Parker Road onto the Tech Center. Also on eastbound C-470, as you're moving across Highlands Ranch from Broadway up to University. One crash off the highways at Colorado and Cherry Creek Drive North. Your forecast, expect an increase in clouds this morning and afternoon with temperatures staying in the 30s. High's going to be about 45 degrees. Later during the lunch hour, sky's going to stay mostly cloudy. And expect some rain and snow showers for the evening hours, especially up along the foothills. Right now, 36 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and bachelor's completion for working professionals online or evenings.
I give my wife gold because I know that it makes her feel special.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Larry Yone, talks about why only gold is treasured.
I can tell her that I love her, but when I give her that little box and she opens it up, actions speak louder than words.
From classic to contemporary, only Jared offers 5 times the selection of truly distinctive gold jewelry with prices from under $50 to over $1,000.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com. Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
If not for you.
Hi, I'm Jessica.
And I'm Krista, and we work on the website at Overstock.com.
If not for you, there'd be no bells on our sleigh.
If not for you, there'd be no kisses under our mistletoe.
In fact, if not for you, we'd never know your name.
So from both of us to all of you,
feel the magic of this holiday
at home with the O. Overstock.com.
You don't have to wait any longer. With Walmart's unbeatable prices, you can now upgrade to the phenomenal movie watching experience of Blu-ray. Samsung HD TVs and Blu-ray players have never been more affordable. And DreamWorks' Kung Fu Panda, rated PG, is coming on Blu-ray and DVD Sunday, November 9th. So now you can bring Hollywood's biggest movies home in high definition. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Fiber optic network for TV, phone, and internet.
Blinding, rocketing, motoring.
Unlike Quest, Comcast's highest speeds are available to everyone, no matter where you live, on our rock-solid network. And you're not locked into a two-year contract. Oh, and with Quest, you also have to pay for their phone service. So how's that a good deal? Comcast. Fast internet, not fast talk. Call now for Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost and get a free speed upgrade to 8 megs for 3 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST.
Limited time offer to 6 meg plan. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Call for details. Speed comparisons based on Quest website October 2008.
8:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM760, Progressive Talk. It's kind of a coincidence that I'm going to be talking about Bojo's because Pam and Tony, our good friends, came up to visit us from Castle Rock. And where did we take them to eat? Well, we went to Bojo's because, you know what, you can't beat Bojo's. I mean, you just can't beat it. I mean, they are the best, and Mary and I love them. And we eat there quite often because anything you really want in the way of great food, they've got it. Travelocity awards Bojo's one of the top insider spots in the U.S., they're home of the Colorado's legendary Colorado-style pizza since 1973, and you know the famous Bojo's Mountain Pie is legendary for the freshest, highest-quality ingredients available. As a matter of fact, that's what makes Bojo's a lot different from a lot of places you eat, is that the ingredients that they use and the quality and the care just is far more superior than most places. Sandwiches are made with authentic San Francisco sourdough French bread. And how do I know that it's authentic? Because they fly it in. And look, maybe you're not in the mood to have Bojo's pizza. Well, they've got a soup and a salad bar with over 30 fresh garden grapes. And you can make a meal out of that all by itself. Healthy options available like gluten-free pizza. They have a smart meal menu that's at the back of the menu there, which qualifies for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment's Smart Meal Seal. So, look, we love Bojo's. We go there all the time, and you should too. Bojo's.com. Bojo's.com for money-saving coupons and all the locations. So, look, we'll probably run into you at the Bojo's on Colorado and Yale, but they've got locations all over the place. Including, I believe, their original one, which is in Idaho Springs. Bojo's, man, they rock.
Here's something to think about. Are you living or are you thriving? Sure, some people like to keep tropical fish, while others like to snorkel with them. And there are people who like to sing in the shower. And those who can't wait to sing at karaoke night. Well, you get what it means to thrive. That's why Kaiser Permanente Senior Advantage offers a plan that helps you get more out of Medicare and more out of life. You can start thriving with our exceptional range of benefits, with conveniently located medical services that save you from running all over town, not to mention low co-pays and practically no paperwork, so you can get on with your life. For more information about our enhanced benefits or to find a seminar near you, call toll-free 1-866-261-7660. That's 1-866-261-7660. Kaiser Permanente. May you live long and thrive. Kaiser Permanente is a Medicare Advantage organization with a Medicare contract.
World's smartest man, David Sirota, up next.
Stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop-smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-322-3799 today. 1-800-322-3799. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-322-3799 now.
Turn to the left.
with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. In a few hours, President Bush greets Barack Obama for his first visit to the office he will take over in January. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Publicly, Nick, both men have set a cordial tone, a far cry from the behind-the-scenes Clinton-Bush friction seen after the disputed 2000 election.
It really angered the American people.
Presidential historian Douglas Brinkley believes this transition will be famous for its friendly tone, even as the Obama team looks to quickly undo Bush executive orders on controversial issues, including limits on federal funding for stem cell research. Upstairs, First Lady Laura Bush will take Michelle Obama on a tour of the White House residence. Her first look at the family's future home, Nick.
Well, the country's second largest electronics chain has filed for bankruptcy protection.
Circuit City will hook you up with one low price.
Circuit City says it intends to stay in business for the holiday shopping season. The company says it will cut another 700 jobs after announcing it's closing 20% of its stores and laying off thousands of workers. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
They'll probably close another 20 to 30% of their stores. The landlords will try to sell their best urban and suburban locations, ideally to Best Buy.
And Circuit City is not the only company in trouble. The Germany-based package delivery service DHL says it's cutting 9,500 jobs in a move toward getting out of the ground delivery business in the U.S. The Conference Board says the employment picture worsened in October.
This is just simply the worst labor market we have seen in at least 3 decades.
Conference Board economist Ken Goldstein says as the demand for goods and services has shrunk, businesses have dramatically slashed payrolls. Just in time for the Thanksgiving rush, the Transportation Security Administration is expanding what it hopes will be more travel-friendly family lanes and hundreds of airport checkpoints. Tom Parsons of BestFares.com says it makes a lot of sense as a way to open up security bottlenecks.
This is really a special lane for families who are traveling with young children. Some may have special medications, formulas, but they also may carry items like baby strollers, more baby bags, items such as liquids that are over the 3.4-ounce restrictions.
The lanes will go into effect on the 20th. At least 28 people are reported dead following consecutive bombings in Baghdad. First, an explosion damaged a bus filled with schoolgirls. Then a suicide bomber detonated in the middle of the gathered crowd. At least another 5 people were killed by a female suicide bomber at a security checkpoint in downtown Bakuba. There have been nearly a dozen U.S. Special Forces raids inside Pakistan that target al-Qaeda, carried out, according to a report in the New York Times, under a secret order signed by President Bush in 2004. But Lawrence Korb of the Center for American Progress says it's troubling.
What are the ramifications of this for the country? Doing something like this could actually get us to war without the Congress being involved.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 75 points. This is CBS News.
If you had purchased gold 2 years ago, you would have seen a $10,000 investment be worth over $18,000 today. And the good news is that gold continues to be at only 40% of its previous high in 1980, considering inflation. And some experts predict gold could reach as high as $2,000 an ounce, which means investors could potentially turn a $10,000 investment into over $20,000. Now, every investment has risks, and past performance does not guarantee future returns. But you owe it to yourself to get a free consultation from the professionals at Blanchard. Over 30 years, Blanchard has helped people invest wisely in gold. In fact, Blanchard even gives you a buyback guarantee. So call for a free, no-obligation consultation on the coins that are positioned right now to give you solid returns. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity, and Blanchard has an attractive radio offer for those who call today. So call 888-730-GOLD. That's 888-730-GOLD. Don't wait. Call 888-730-GOLD. 888-730-GOLD.
I'm David Cato with an AM 760 local news update. Some Colorado ski rental shops are expanding their inventory, making it easier for vacationers to rent equipment amid increasing airline baggage fees. Still, a good season relies first and foremost on the white stuff.
I'm optimistic. I believe that we're going to have a great snow season. It has a huge impact. You know, if Denver gets some snow, we definitely, you know, we see a huge increase.
Bart Goffman with Exit 240 Ski and Bike Rental in Idaho Springs. Goffman says the economy is forcing him to watch labor costs and be more aggressive with window displays and store discounts. Investigators believe two fires at Keystone were intentionally set. The fires began early yesterday at the Keystone Lodge and Spa.
The proximity is uncanny. The location of this facility that's just above where we've made the initial response would have been a very good vantage point to watch what our response was. So obviously that is something that we are looking at, that these are connected.
That fire official speaking with our partners at 9 News. About 100 guests were evacuated. Crews were able to put out the fires before they did major damage, and no one was hurt. A Denver father, overcome by the burning death of his son, had to be restrained when the child's mother and boyfriend appeared in court to face murder charges. 2-year-old Elijah Archuleta died of severe burns last week. Drivers able to keep more money in their pockets lately, as regular unleaded is $2.30 a gallon nationally. That's down nearly 50 cents in the past couple of weeks. Denver's average per gallon is at $2.18. In sports, Carmelo Anthony scored 24 points. Chauncey Billups had 16 points and 10 assists. And the Nuggets beat the Grizzlies 100-90 at Pepsi Center last night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound I-25 remains crowded downtown, but that's about it for our slow stretches. The speeds are starting to pick up and get back to normal on I-70 near Colorado, 6th Avenue, as well as 225. That drive between Parker Road and I-70 should only take you about 5 to 10 minutes. Watch for some surface street activity going on. Colorado and Cherry Creek Drive, that's an accident. Then there's a hit-and-run accident investigation. Should be stopped shortly, 19th and Arapahoe.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-504-6985.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-504-6985. That's 1-800-504-6985.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Oak Toast response to the vote, but really what we need is bold initiatives on the part of the incoming Obama administration. True?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. And the news from this weekend is that the Obama people are actually seem to be thinking along those lines. There's a story in the Financial Times about how they're going to go. They're moving towards this idea of a big bang, as they call it. That they're going to go try to go big on a number of different issues: the financial bailout, the health care, tax reform, and an economic stimulus package, public investment, et cetera, et cetera. So it looks like things are moving in the right direction. Now, the corollary to that is that the media and the pundits are doing their damnedest to try to
stop him from doing that. There's this, if you listen closely to what you see on the political chat shows and you read even the New York Times op-ed page today, for instance, the mantra is that Obama has to go small. And that he needs to remember to ignore the left. It's this crazy idea that essentially the establishment wants us to believe that Barack Obama was specifically elected to stop leftist lunatics in Congress from destroying the country. I mean, it is really, really an unbelievable thing. If you tune into the media and you pay attention to what the establishment is saying, and then you actually look at exit polls from the presidential race and see what the country actually wants, there is a huge gap between those two things.
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. But you know something? Two things strike me. Number one, the chatting class and the right-wing talk radio, by virtue of this election, has been rendered powerless, and that they're all big blowfishes with a lot of hype because they threw everything they possibly could at this guy, and it still didn't work. And number two, he doesn't strike me as being somebody, and Rahm Emanuel does not strike me as being somebody who is going to pay attention to what the New York Times editorial page says. He's going to do what he thinks is right after he's thought things out. So I think basically, he doesn't give a damn about right, left, or in the middle. He just wants to do the right thing, and I don't think he's going to be swayed by any of this.
Well, I don't fully agree with you. I mostly agree, but I would just say that don't underestimate the power of the brain dead megaphone, as one of my favorite authors, George Saunders, calls it. And I would actually say that the right wing radio has been rendered far more powerless than the chattering classes, as you call them. The New York Times, the Washington Post, the sort of the Sunday television talk shows, the national columnists, these people create a conventional wisdom that the rest of the media tends to play within and portray everything as either incongruence with or in juxtaposition towards. And so what I'm saying here is that it's not necessarily that Barack Obama or Rahm Emanuel may or may not want to cater to the New York Times op-ed page. It is the idea that whatever they do will be judged at the top of the media food chain through that what I would call not objective prism. And that can really, I think, that has an impact.
That's where you and I disagree. I think that, yeah, it has some kind of an impact, but this guy doesn't strike me as being the kind of person who is going to let that impact get in his way, that he's going to do what he thinks is right, and then when the results come in, and if the results are good, then these people are all labeled fools. I mean, look at all the predictions and all the endless predictions they made before this guy was elected. Well, he can't get over with white male voters. Well, he can't get Jewish voters.
Look, I agree.
I mean, it all turned out to be liquid crap.
I agree. And all I'm really saying is that these people are already trying to frame what is good and bad. And it's just something that we all should be aware of. I mean, I think it's really important for us to be, media literate, to understand what the media is throwing at us. And we are seeing now a very, very calculated and coordinated campaign to try to pressure Barack Obama to not do much of anything. The point of my column on Friday was to say that actually the danger would be if he doesn't go far enough. That's really the danger, both I think for him politically, and I think it's the danger for the country. We have problems right now that require very big solutions. Small bore stuff is not going to fix it.
Well, Paul Krugman points that out too. That the chief criticism of FDR is that he didn't go far enough, and that the same thing may happen to Barack Obama. But the other side of this is he's got a mandate. He's got a tremendous amount of political capital right now. So why not open up full volley?
I mean, that's exactly right. And what I would say is that I think that Look, Obama is he's a careful politician, and there are going to be competing impulses inside of him and inside of his administration, competing debates about whether to go, far or whether to not go far. I mean, look, I'm not gonna lie, it doesn't make me feel all that comfortable in terms of whether Obama is going to go far enough that he has surrounded himself largely, although not exclusively, largely with Clintonites. And the Clinton administration, if it had one defining ideology, it was to not try to do all that much, not try to go all that far. Now, times have changed. And, so the other side of me says, Barack Obama understands that times have changed, and that even people who used to work in the Clinton administration, some of them might have understand that times have changed and that they have to go farther. So I'm just saying, all I'm saying here is that there is going to be this competing debate in the media between how far people think Obama should go, and there's going to be a competing debate inside the administration over that, and it's really, I think, it's up to the public to push him to go as far as he possibly can. I heard a historical analysis of this, basically saying that FDR only really pushed for the most memorable and important parts of the New Deal when he was facing a potential political threat from Huey Long to his left, and when the unions were threatening to go with Huey Long to back a Huey Long candidacy against him. That's when FDR said, okay, I'm going to have to make the people happy here, and went for the New Deal. So that is really the dynamic that we're going to have to start constructing right now.
Well, I think we should push. I really do. But I also fully expect that he's going to do things that are not going to make any of us happy. I mean, it's not going to make those on the left happy. It's not going to make those on the right happy. I see him as being, and maybe I'm totally misreading him. Maybe I'm wrong. But from his past performances, of what I've noticed is he will do what he thinks is right, regardless of what people say. And, having those debates with inside the administration, I don't think is a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. I mean, we're coming off an administration now where the head of the administration, Dick Cheney, I don't know that George W. Bush was that much ahead, but they never listened to anybody. So the end result was they just did whatever they wanted to without getting the right kind of advice. But in the end, who's going to make all these decisions? Well, who's going to make them? It's going to be Barack Obama. That's the way I got a feeling. I mean, I got a feeling like he's running things for a change, as opposed to what we've had. But you're also right. I mean, we got to lean in, and people got to be.
We might not get everything that we want, but there's a value in pushing for what we want and always demanding.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And the other thing too is about the media. Here's the other thing. We got a historic chance to stop them and to stop the media, because we can use the internet to do it, and we can use it. People like you. And, even me with my little teeny blog. I mean, there's all kinds of outlets out there.
Absolutely.
To circumvent the regular media, and we just have to, we just have to rise to the attack anytime they start.
It's really, I mean, that's actually what's different now, is there is a direct conduit for organizing, for new media. I think it really is a potentially transformative opportunity. And what I'm just saying, and I think it's really important, is that there's going to be this impulse to say, well, we all need to line up behind what Obama wants to do, if it's pretty good, right? And all I'm saying is that there is a value in continuing to demand that he be better, that he reach for the ideal, because if there isn't that demand, then what he ultimately compromises on, is forced to compromise on, will be worse than if we had been making the demand.
Well, something? I want to make Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity's and the rest of these rabid right-wing people like Savage and all the red baiters out there, I want to make them internally happy by saying that what we need to do is we need to launch a new popular front, which is a coalition of everybody to the left of center, and we need to, fight like hell against conventional wisdom and against, the right-wing media apparatus, and the way to whip their rear is to use the internet to do it. I really believe that.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, the internet is, in terms of a media power, it is the single most potentially powerful, I think, you know, apparatus that has existed for individuals that I've ever known.
Yeah, so what we need is a popular front. I mean, everybody's got to get together, regardless of where you stand on this, and even people who are in the middle, I mean, even people who are your classic independent voters, need to join together. We all need to join together to stop, you know, to stop the attempts to try to derail what forget the labels, forget progressive, liberal, whatever. What we know needs to be done to right the ship of state, and we need to block these people and block them immediately. And here's something else you ought to consider real quick. I was thinking about this over the weekend. You know, Rush Limbaugh, let's just take him for example. He's on 600 radio stations, right?
Right.
So that's a lot of people, right?
Yep.
Okay, but if you go to each individual market and you look at what he has, say, for instance, in some markets he's got a 7% share of the marketplace. He's got like a 7%. Okay, that's 7% of the entire radio listening audience media universe. 7% is not that much.
No, that's right. That's exactly right. The media has fragmented. You're right. There is a way to reach more and more people in different venues. I mean, it gets complicated, but you're absolutely right. And, you know, people need to keep their eye on the ball that what is going to come at Obama is both the sort of hardcore, overtly right-wing stuff and the more subtle, more difficult to detect propaganda. And you can look at it again. Go to the New York Times op-ed page today, and there's the big guest op-ed by a guy named Alan Ehrenhart.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
And read it. And it's very subtle, but it says what Obama has to do is remember that he was elected essentially to stop leftists in Congress. I mean, it is the most absurd.
Well, but you know what? Then again, okay, if everybody who's listening to this conversation goes to the New York Times online, reads the editorial, the guest column,
right,
knows that it's wrong, bicycle around and write a letter to the editor.
That's right. That's right. And you're right. The more we can flag it, the more your show can flag it, the more my blog can flag it, the more my column, the more all of us in our own way can flag these things, the more we ultimately contribute to changing that conventional wisdom and fighting back on it and creating our own.
And we'll win.
We will win.
We will win. And even my little blog at jmarvinblog.com. Have you linked up to my blog, David?
I have.
Oh, you're a good man. All right, now you're traveling this week, right?
Yeah, I am going to Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'm giving some speech in New York City.
Okay, are you back on Friday?
I am back on Friday.
Are you coming in, or are we doing it by phone?
No, I think I'm going to try to come in. I'll try to come in. I'm getting in really late on Thursday night, so I'll just put an asterisk. If my flight gets delayed and I'm home really, really late, then I will call in. But I don't. I knock on wood, it won't be late.
Yeah, just drag it. You know, do what I do. Just drag yourself out of bed.
I know, but I got to hold you at 3 in the morning. I work out. I got to keep somewhat fit. You're right. Get up at 4:30 in the morning. Like,
no,
you, I don't know how you do it.
Not 4:30, but if you want to come in at 9 o'clock, like, get yourself out of bed at 7.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, I'll be there Friday.
Hey, you know what? You're asking us to make a commitment. Now you got to make a commitment.
That's true. You're right. You're right. It's fair. You're right. It's fair.
Remember, you need your next column needs to be on the call for a new popular front.
A new popular front. Okay, got it.
The Abraham Lincoln Brigade all over again in 2008. Although this time we'll call it the Obama Brigade.
That's right. Generation O.
That's right. Generation O. See you later, David. Thanks, man.
All right,
DJ. All right. There's David Sirota, the world's smartest man. Get his book called The Uprising. And that's what we need. We need a new popular front, which will drive all the right-wing people crazy because, the term popular front smacks of communism and socialism. But that's what we really need to do. So go to the New York Times today, read that column, read that guest column, and then turn around and write the editor a letter and say, hey, this is not what we elected Barack Obama to do. This is not what the American people elected Barack Obama to do. Never mind about left, right, and in the middle. Forget all those labels. Do the right thing. It's about right and wrong. That's what it's really about. 9:23, 23 minutes after 9, John Turk, traffic, right or wrong. Jay, traffic's looking really right right now. Just a few places where we're seeing speeds a little bit below the posted limits. The main one, southbound 25 from 70 past Spear Boulevard. I'm going to dip into the 40s there. Looking good on westbound Turnpike now from Broomfield up to McCaslin Boulevard. Also the trip across Highlands Ranch on C-470 improving, but you are going to hit some heavy traffic, but speeds looking good from Broadway up to Quebec. And if you're using I-70 in the high country, look out for patchy ice and snow spots over Loveland Pass, and again, all the way up to Vail on Interstate 70. Your forecast, cloudy and cold, occasional rain and snow showers this morning and evening, mostly along...
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Well, I don't know about you, but I spend a lot of time online researching beauty products. I'm always looking for the newest and best way to keep my skin looking great. But I'm also a big skeptic because I've spent a lot of money on products that just didn't live up to the hype. I recently got a Clarisonic skincare system, though, and wow, this is the real deal. Clarisonic is from the lead inventor of the Sonicare toothbrush, so you know it's good. With over 300 sonic movements per second, the Clarisonic deeply yet gently cleans your face and unclogs your pores for healthier, younger-looking skin, and it only takes 1 minute a day. Best of all, you can now try Clarisonic free for 30 days. It's really easy. Go to sonicbeauty.com today to get your 30-day free Clarisonic trial for just the cost of handling. Plus, go to sonicbeauty.com right now and get a free bonus gift worth over $50 with your free Clarisonic trial. Go to sonicbeauty.com or just click on your media player now.
Office, including the Adams County Child ID Program. You can sign up and receive an identification kit with your child's picture and fingerprints. They'll have the bomb robot there, which I always get a big kick out of. Every once in a while, they let me, like, touch that thing. And they're going to have canine demonstrations, too, which are, like, ultimately cool. I just love those dogs. I really do. I want one so bad. And, you know, I'm going to be there between noon and 4, and we're going to have gas cards that you can win, plus probably some other stuff as well. And it's a chance for you and I to get together without the confines of the radio, and particularly for those of you who, like, you know, never call in because, you know, you feel shy or uncomfortable. But we can get together, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about, and just come prepared to hang out between noon and 4, because that's what it's all about, Operation Freebird. It's for the community, and it's a cause well worth supporting. And I'll be out there between noon and 4. So it's going on this Saturday, noon to 4, at Rocky's Autos. It's Operation Freebird, 63rd and Federal.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent Office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe $1.50 an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
They call it Stormy Monday. Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday. Tuesday's
is just as bad.
I used to know who did the original version of this, but I can't remember.
Wednesday's even worse.
Matter of fact, I have the original version of this at home and can't remember who did it. 9:29, 29 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of rain or snow, high of 44. Do you look that up, Stormy Monday, see who did that? I can't remember who did that song originally. Yeah, the Eagle Flies, I love that line, the Eagle Flies on Friday.
Saturday I'm going out to play.
Saturday I'm going out to play.
Saturday I go out to play.
Yeah, T-Bone Walker in 1947 did the original version of that. And I love that line, the eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I'm going to go out to play. So instead of saying it's payday, the eagle flies on Friday. 9:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. And let's get back to the phones here. Michelle in Lakewood. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, this is actually from your 7 a.m. conversation.
Sure.
I have a job. I'm a victims assistance advocate, and I work for a charitable organization. I have two kids. One mm-hmm. is five. The other is two. My older one has developed a seizure disorder.
Oh, wow.
And has been booted off of my health coverage.
Well, wait a minute. How did they boot him off the health coverage? Like when the year was up and you got to re... I mean,
they claimed it was a pre-existing condition.
Well, how do they know that?
They tried to claim that when I was pregnant with my younger one, that my pregnancy was a pre-existing condition, even though I had been working at the job for a year.
Well, I mean, what evidence do they give of that? What evidence do they give that it's a pre-existing condition?
I provided medical records. They just refused to cover him. So he's had to go on the CHP, the Children's Health Plan in Colorado. My younger son will have to do the same thing because he has been diagnosed with autism. Now, he's on the high-functioning portion of the spectrum. If you looked at him, you wouldn't be able to tell.
Right.
He's going to need some occupational therapy and that sort of thing. But my health insurance company doesn't deem it medically necessary, so they wouldn't cover it anyhow.
Boy, there's got to be, you know what, there's got to be some way you can deal with that. There's got to be some way you can take them to task over that. I don't understand.
I have tried, and I have tried, and I have tried, and it's come to the point now where I just can't, my kids just can't be without health insurance. I mean, I know that there are children out there who are as sick, you know, my children aren't sick, but who are worse off than my kids that may not have health insurance. But my older son's medication would cost me almost $500 a month if he wasn't on CHP. For his anti-seizure medication.
See, this is like a huge, this whole thing here is like a huge racket. It's like a huge racket. And you know what they're doing? They're doing it to everybody. They're clamping down on everybody. And they're having you fill out all these questionnaires and go through all this stuff. And what they're really doing is they're really making it really difficult for you to be able to get decent health insurance. And they flip you over into these programs where it's very, very high pay. And if you have a pre-existing condition, you're totally and completely screwed because unless you get on a gigantic pool plan, you can't go out and shop for individual health insurance that you can afford. And it's like, this is like a national nightmare.
Well, the bottom line, I think, is that this health insurance that I get through my employment, I don't think that they want to cover my kids specifically because what my children have tend to be expensive.
Right.
My son had to have an EEG. He's had to have an MRI. He's been to the emergency room. My older son, it's expensive, and they don't want to deal with that. Now, CHP I can honestly say, has been wonderful. I've had no problems with them. The copays I have are minimal. I have no copay for his Medicaid, for his prescription, which is nice. The only problem is I am going to have to work with virtually no raises, because if I hit a certain income bracket, they'll get thrown off.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I've seen that happen before, too.
Exactly. So while it's a great program, it's you got to be real careful, and I'm dangling on the edge. So I'm just like, you know, don't give me any raises. I work at night so I can get the shift differential, and that covers, I get like a, I think it's like a 7% shift diff because I work after 9 p.m. or after 5 p.m., and I get off before 6 a.m. in the morning. But that's, you know, that's why I work that shift, because if I didn't work that shift, I wouldn't make enough money to cover expenses. Or I would just barely make enough to cover expenses.
See, what is this? When are we going to wake up to this horror show? I ask people we can't have national health care. I mean, we just can't have that. I like to ask them. Okay, well, wait a minute. Do you think health care is a privilege? Do you think it's a right? I think it's a right.
I don't see the problem, because my father was in the military. I mean, I was an Air Force brat, and we spent a year in England. And, you know, I had friends, you know, British friends, and they never complained about their health care. When they sit there and they talk about people waiting in line for surgeries, they're waiting for elective surgeries. They're not waiting in line for medically necessary things like, you know, heart bypass surgery,
right, exactly,
or anything like that. They're waiting in line for elective surgeries.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly true. But, you know, these talking heads that are fueled by the insurance business, they just, you know, they shoot a complete line of bull to the American public, and then some of these people buy it until it happens to them. Then all of a sudden, you know, pardon the pun here, but then all of a sudden they get Jesus on their deathbed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a load of,
I mean,
what.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's, I mean, come on, folks. We can do better than this, and I know we can, and we should. Michelle, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jade. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we can do better than this, can't we? And particularly when it comes to kids. 9:36, 36 minutes after the hour. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about? Here's John, who's going to talk about traffic.
Jay, the highways around the metro have returned to normal. We're at or above the posted limits on 225, also on I-70 and C-470s. You're making your way across Highlands Ranch. Do look out for areas of patchy ice and snow if you're using Loveland Pass or Interstate 70 this morning, all the way from Loveland Ski Area up to Vail. Got a couple surface street crashes out there to avoid, both involving injuries in Westminster at 98th and Yates, and one at Broadway and Alameda. Your forecast? Expect an increase in clouds this morning. Temperatures in the 30s. There may be a few isolated rain and snow showers up mostly along the foothills by the end of the rush hour, which is right now. Later on during the lunch hour, skies will be mostly cloudy with temperatures only going to reach up to the mid-40s for our high today. More rain and snow showers expected for the evening hours, too, around the metro. Right now, 37 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Sleep on this number. The Mountain Air Adjustable Airbed from Denver Mattress cost around 50% less than those other guys.
Thanksgiving is just days away. Money is tight, but your family can enjoy the traditional turkey dinner for only $37 with Food Share America. 12 to 14 pound whole turkey, pumpkin pie, stuffing and gravy mix, mandarin oranges, green beans, mushroom soup, frozen strawberries, gourmet bread, yams, 3 pounds of potatoes, 2 pounds of onions, celery, apples, and navel oranges. How does Food Share America do it? Find out at foodshareamerica.com. But hurry, Thanksgiving deadline is November 14th. Foodshareamerica.com. Save money, eat better with Food Share America.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
3-759-7000.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Think of Geico as kind of an economic stimulus package. No, not the new one you've been reading about in the newspaper. The original economic stimulus package, the one called Geico Car Insurance. Geico's been saving America money on car insurance for over 70 years. Think you could use a couple extra $100 in your pocket right about now? Hey, just doing our part.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Anyone can talk about going green, but if you're ready to take action, visit SLO, the Sustainable Living Online Expo, sponsored by Chevrolet's Fuel Solutions Division and AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. You can join the Boulder Valley Credit Union and be a part of the only eco-conscious banking alternative in Colorado and receive better rates on eco-auto and eco-home improvement loans. BVC CU was recently voted the best financial institution in Boulder County. So check out their SLO online booth on AM760.net. Support like-minded businesses with like-minded goals.
Signed to the Fantasy label, which was originally a jazz label out of Berkeley. 9:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Chalk. Chance of rain and snow, high today 44. But if it's going to get up to 44, you know darn well whatever it is not going to stick, except maybe on the grass, but that's probably about it. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, fine. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
I just started listening to your program, and a lot of things you have to say make a lot of sense.
Oh, thanks.
I have a story to tell you. I was listening to your program last Thursday, and you may have mentioned you were in the service and you were in supply.
No. I had a friend that was.
Okay. Well, anyway, that hit on a story I heard about a year ago from a fellow that's in the Army. He's made three tours there. When he came back from one of his last tours, he was telling me about the snipers and how they have used silencers, this, that, and the other, for sniping purposes. He pulled this bullet out of his pocket. It was a .22 caliber bullet with a plastic tip on it. And he told me what these snipers do. They simply put a styrofoam cup over the barrel of their gun, and it acts as more of a silencer. And I'm looking at this bullet. I turn it over, and I look at the bottom of it. Guess what it says on the bottom?
Probably made in America.
Remington.
Yeah.
Now, wouldn't you think that if you didn't feed your dog would starve? Wouldn't you think that if you could stop the arms purchases to countries that don't like the United States, that, you know, they'd be throwing rocks at us, right?
Well, I mean, they get those armaments a number of ways. First of all, they're sold on the black market. That's
sure.
Number one. Number
sure.
Two, when L. Paul Bremer, with all of his wisdom, came into Iraq and fired the entire Iraqi army, they never bothered to take the weapons away from him. And those are the two big things right there. But a lot of it's just stuff sold on the black market. And how to curb that's really rough.
That's my point. You know, I mean, look at what we have to do just to get on an airplane and take a flight just in the United States. You know, why can't we investigate this and track these armaments and see who's supplying them to who and stop this monkey business?
Well, I guess supposedly what you could do is, I bet you could ban any kind of arms sales at all to Pakistan and surrounding countries.
Sure.
Make it so that, so that there's an embargo against that kind of stuff.
That's right. I mean, I'm sure someone else in the world would probably, pick up the, the supply somewhere, but, you know, those are the things you target. I mean, you know, and I hope that's something that Obama addresses and simply gets back to basic thinking and basic rules and regulations, you know. You know, what are we allowed to do? What kind of things in the private sector are we allowed to capitalize on?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, we need regulation. There's no question about it. But, yeah. Of course, you know, if we stopped dealing in those arms, if we stopped shipping those, you know who would step in. It would be the Russians and the Chinese. But still the idea once again, it gets back to this whole idea of, like, okay, well, just let private enterprise do whatever the hell it wants. And then what it ends up doing is it ends up hurting the country. Then plus we got this other thing going on now with these counterinsurgency, commando operations going on in Pakistan, which is, like, totally and completely out of the pale.
Yeah, I mean,
the administration's doing that, and it's like, you know, what are they thinking here?
I don't know, but, you know, I mean, if it saves the life of one of our young men or one of our young women, you know, let's get started on something like this.
Well, yeah, but you just can't, you know, the problem with that is that you have no concrete proof that, number one, that it'll work. Number two, you got to make sure you're operating on the right intelligence or you're killing the wrong people, which also doesn't help you. And number three, you're technically going into a sovereign country looking for Al-Qaeda. And unless you have absolute concrete information that that's who these folks are, then what you do is you're risking not only the condemnation of Pakistan, but you're risking world condemnation if you're killing civilians.
Well, I'm not talking about any of that, really. I'm just talking about let's take issues with arms supplies and where they go. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I think you're right about that, and I'll tell you something else. We got the same problem inside the continental United States too.
Well, certainly, but you know, I mean, let's get control of what's going on here and what's going out of here, you know, before we address what's going on in other countries. You know, let's not arm up somebody else so we can go have a war with them, you know.
Listen. We ought to stop. You know what? We're the largest arms dealer in the world, and we ought to knock it off.
Yeah, we should.
We definitely should.
I mean, if it gets another country down to where all they have are rocks to throw at us, well, you know, that's going to save lives. That's going to get us through these not declared wars. You know, I don't know what you call them.
Well, they used to be called police actions. But you get in a situation where you start interfering and start sticking your nose looking for trouble, and you know something, you're going to get it.
Well, that's true.
And that's what we do a lot of the time.
We do a lot of that. We want to police the world, so to speak.
Yeah, and we can't.
We can't do that.
And, you know, we have to act within concert with other countries, and we have to be real about it.
That's
Mark,
right.
Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure, you bet.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Tarina in Denver. Tarina, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, enjoyed the last calls, especially felt bad for, was it Michelle or the woman with the
yes.
two boys with special needs?
Michelle.
Michelle. You know, that just infuriates me when you see some hardworking woman or hardworking anybody that has to deal with the idiocy of the stupid, you know, companies. It just makes me crazy when I hear, you know, what they have to go through just to get a basic human need, you know, for health care. I was slightly sidetracked by that, but recently I was doing a little reading out of that new book about Abraham Lincoln, and I guess other people have, you know, mentioned, you know, how closely, you know, he resembles Obama in some ways, and I was just jotting notes as I read the book that, you know, Obama seems to have that same quality. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we're seeing things where we shouldn't. But he seems to have a willingness, and this is what they said about Abraham Lincoln, that he had a willingness to listen, yet in the final analysis, he would make his own decision. He had his own mind. But he would, and if you look at his cabinet, you know, he had Republicans, he had Democrats, he had people that just couldn't stand him, yet he had the common decency to try to listen to everybody. But yet he had the enough character to say, okay, I'll listen, but I'm going to make the decision. So I don't know. That's what kind of struck me about Obama.
Yeah, he does have that capacity, and he is going to, you know, it is going to be what he wants. But he's going to listen to other people, too. He's going to do things that are going to make us mad. We're not going to have instant gratification. We all have to realize that, and we're all going to have to make sacrifices, but at least we're getting around to at least discussing this.
Yeah, well, and I kind of sat back, and I have to admit, like everybody else, when he took the stand, and, you know, I didn't expect to sit there and cry, but it was an like everybody else who was watching, I believe, or at least on the blue side, you know, it was an emotional moment that I didn't expect to see, I guess, in my lifetime. But I think in the emotion of the moment, we kind of sat back and we were kind of talking that, this man, like Lincoln, in some ways, he's really burdened down by some real impossible tasks. And if he can get to even one of them to a plausible conclusion, I think we'll be pretty darn lucky. But people seem to think, yeah, he's been called Moses, he's been called, which, and I don't think he's Moses, but I just hope people are prepared and understand that he's going to be tackling some of the world's hardest problems. And I don't think they're, you know, in the emotions of the moment, I think we need to step back and say, okay, you know, he may get to just a third of what he's sitting out to, because he's going to be, on some of these issues, going to be fighting an uphill battle. I mean, I wish him well, but I think we have to understand.
Well, he won't be fighting an uphill battle if we get together and push for what we think is right in the country.
Exactly.
I mean, that'll help him. That'll help him out. And yeah, we got a long way to go, and he's got a lot of problems. But I'll tell you something. I really believe that a better day is coming, and I really believe that that he can, and that we can collectively solve these problems if we push, and all of us push hard enough. And one of the big things we got to do is we got to strike down, or at least get into meaningful debate with his critics, and also point out to them that, you know what, why is it the constant position is, no, we can't? Why don't we try taking a positive position of yes, we can, and move forward instead of looking back? Listen, I've got to run. Thanks. I appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. 9:51, 51 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Turk steps up to the plate and hits a home run.
Jay, thanks. I hope I can on this one. Traffic has been really easy this morning for a Monday. We know Veterans Day is tomorrow, but roads are pretty empty this morning. Right now, just looking at small jams, but speed's still pretty good on southbound 25 from I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Also, want to let you know that we do have areas of patchy ice and snow on I-70 in the high country, basically in the high mountain passes. Your forecast today, cloudy and cold, occasional rain. Look for snow showers this morning and evening, mostly up along the foothills. Highs are going to be in the mid-40s. Currently, 38 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get that car you want for less at the all-new Mazda of Lakewood. Choose from hundreds of vehicles for thousands less every day. Right now, take $8,000 off brand-new CX-9s. Pay thousands less guaranteed at the all-new Mazda of Lakewood, just west of Wadsworth on Colfax, or visit MazdaofLakewood.com.
Mr. Money here for the Lodge Casino in Blackhawk. I'm in the all-you-can-eat Seasons Buffet at the Lodge with some of my new friends, Rosalind, Mary, Helen, and Linda. But let's talk about the buffet for a sec. You know, I like the made-to-order grilled steak and the chocolate fountain. Rosalind, what's your take on the buffet?
Such variety. If I feel like Chinese, there's Chinese. If I feel like a cup of soup, I can get a cup of soup. The Lodge has the best buffet on the hill, and Anne provides some of the best service on the hill.
You know, you're right. The service here is the best you can get. So, Mary, tell me about the winning.
I win more here than I do in Vegas. Last week, $4,000.
Amazing. Okay, Helen and Linda, how's the winning coming? Can you win here?
Yes, I can win here. Yes, I have won here. Yes, I will continue to win here.
I'm winning now.
Okay, I'll get out of the way. Let you get back to having fun. That's great.
Lodge Casino.
Your first choice for fun.
And my first choice for winning.
Here's something to think about. Are you living or are you thriving? Sure, some people like to keep tropical fish, while others like to snorkel with them. And there are people who like to sing in the shower. And those who can't wait to sing at karaoke night. Well, you get what it means to thrive. That's why Kaiser Permanente Senior Advantage offers a plan that helps you get more out of Medicare and more out of life. You can start thriving with our exceptional range of benefits, with conveniently located medical services that save you from running all over town, not to mention low co-pays and practically no paperwork, so you can get on with your life. For more information about our enhanced benefits or to find a seminar near you, call toll-free 1-866-261-7660. That's 1-866-261-7660. Kaiser Permanente. May you live long and thrive. Kaiser Permanente is a Medicare Advantage organization with a Medicare contract.
You've got spam in your email now.
Whoa. The holiday season is coming soon, and with it, the onslaught of email-based spam, viruses, spoofing, phishing, and spyware attacks. Keep your business safe this holiday season by installing a Barracuda Spam Firewall, the world's number one selling anti-spam solution. With no software to install and no per-user fees, it's the simplest, most cost-effective way to stop dreaded holiday spam. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now for your free trial. 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go to Barracuda.com.
I'm Maria. I own Maria's Hair and Beauty Salon. Last year, I was neck-deep in invoices and receipts, so my friend suggested Intuit QuickBooks. I'm usually not that good with computer software, but she said I could try it online for free. So I did, and QuickBooks is great. So easy to use. Saves me hours tracking expenses. Now I can spend more time convincing my customers not to get that new style that only looks good on supermodels and poodles.
Intuit QuickBooks. Get back to business. Try it for free at QuickBooks.com.
Seems I've got to have a chance. Every night I have spent a string. Impressing by the way that could have been left you on my own. So it seems I've got to leave before I start to speak. Oh, someone at the door and took the key.
All right. 96, 56 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And high today should be around 42, 43. Chance of rain and snow, or snow and rain, whichever. Okay, doesn't make any difference. Take your choice. Let's get back to the phones. I got time to take one more call, and we'll go to Darren in Lakewood. Darren, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Darren.
How you doing?
Okay.
Great. I called in a couple times about men of 51. Yes, I'm 51, and we got defeated.
Yeah, I know it.
By a huge margin. And I went to my therapist. I'm not like a big therapist person, but.
Well, what kind of therapist?
Just a cognitive therapist.
Well, you know, I go to a shrink once every week, so what the hell?
But, you know, I would think that, well, I would hope to believe that people in Colorado would a million plus would not think that was a good amendment.
Well, I think the problem with those amendments, look, you know what the problem with those amendments is? But the problem with those amendments is, you know what the problem with them is? The ballot's long, the amendments are complicated, right. And a lot of times people just really don't have any idea what they're voting on. So the best thing with that amendment is to come back and try it again.
Yeah, and that's the point of what I'm trying to call it.
Well, and people will. I mean, there'll be people that will go ahead and try it again. Hey, man, thank you. I'm out of time. I wish I could give you more, but I'm just out of time, and I appreciate it.
You're great, and you and John are great.
Okay. Thanks, man.
51.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. And what's that old broadcast cliche? The old clock on the wall says it's time to go. Tomorrow, veterans, Pakistan, and more.
So you want to stop.
stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop-smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book.